Blog Talk
All right. Radio. All right, we're back. Here we are. Sorry it took me a minute to reconnect, but we're back on. Okay. Let's try launching the chat room again. Assuming that back up and running. Oh, wow. Thought I had it. Could just walk right into it, but no. Wouldn't let me have it. So, all right. Back chat room's back up. We're all on. All right. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show live on Blog Talk Radio. Let's do it again another 3 hours. So, anyway, welcome everybody back. I'm going to open the phones back up, and we'll get back into our conversation. All right.
Ron, can I ask a question before everyone gets started?
Yes, go ahead.
Who won the fight tonight?
Can y'all help
Nobody
me?
Nobody did.
And Ron, can you help
There's
me?
Never
Ron?
A winner. Hang on.
No, no, no.
Let me ask you a question. Let me finish
the
here. Nobody won.
Nobody won.
Nobody won.
Why?
The government won.
No, the Mayweather fight.
I think it's still going on.
Okay.
Well, what fight are we talking about? The argument on the show?
No.
Ron, I got punched in the face, Ron. I need help.
I think
we need to
see
the helicopter.
Yeah, man, the NSA just came to my yard and punched me in my damn face and told me to shut the hell up.
Did it work?
Yeah, it kind of worked.
No.
My fucking jaw. My jaw hurts right now, man. He punched me in my jaw, Ron. That shit hurts, man.
Well, he should have cracked your head a couple more times. Got it done.
I mean, I wanted to do something, but I couldn't do nothing, man. They tell me, man, if I do something, they're going to kill my family.
I'm
Who's
sure.
The lady that asked about
how it works.
Fight?
Yeah, man. That's
the fight.
I'm about to cry. I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie, why would you want to fight with somebody?
No, I said, who is the lady that asked about the fight?
It's Cynthia.
Cynthia. Okay.
Cynthia. I'm looking at
the
Facebook.
Fight, man, that's just a bunch of bullshit, man.
It don't look like it's over. According to people's Facebook posts, it looks like Floyd Mayweather is winning.
It's over. I want him to win. He
Canelo
owes me
is over.
Oh, you're talking
man,
about the fight. Oh, the fight.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I thought
Ron.
You were talking about the argument
fight. Wade never owed me $30 million. I want my fucking money.
Okay.
Did he win?
I don't know. Can they write you a check?
I'm going to find out, man. Find out now, man. I just got punched in my damn jaw, man. My jaw hurts.
Goddamn
fucking government officials,
pass over
man.
That blunt.
Why
pass over that blunt
like that?
So you can't smoke it no more. Just passes that blunt,
the blunt
to the rest
you know
of the
what?
Street.
They didn't even lock me up for a blunt. They didn't lock me up for nothing.
They probably took it from you. That's why they punched you. Well,
they didn't
tell
me when they punched me. I had in my mouth when they punched me in my damn jaw, man. That shit hurt, and it fell out on the floor. And they said, "Man, fuck your blunt, man. You better not fucking say no more fucking deep shit anymore."
On
hurt,
any
man.
Radio station.
Yeah, he told
on
me anywhere,
station.
Man. Yes, they told me anywhere, man. They said, man, I already understand. They ain't have to say no radio. They just punched me and said, fuck that. You ain't going to say shit.
Peace and rainbows. Peace and rainbows
yeah.
And ponies and unicorns and puppies and bunnies.
That's what they
That's
did.
How it's okay.
That's how they want
Once
to
upon
say,
a time, man. There was a country. Once upon a time, there was a country. And they lived unhappily ever after. Yeah,
don't make
there
me
you
laugh,
go.
Because when I laugh, man, my jaw hurts.
All right, here's my sister Nagonia. Sister Nagonia, how you doing?
I'm here. I was telling Antoinette. She said she's gonna make some coffee. Ain't no way in the world I can hang till 4 o'clock in the morning. My goodness, you guys are something else.
Just smoke a blunt. That's all you gotta do. Smoke that good shit.
Well,
I wish I could, brother, but that's not possible.
That shit make you learn better, man. You can analyze things better. When you get in that knowledge, smoke that shit, and you'll be like, damn.
I know you're right. I just don't have the facility, that's all.
That's true. I feel you.
Excuse me, you're in Florida. What are you talking about?
I'm in Florida, but I don't want to go to jail, honey. I'm too old to go to jail.
You're not going to go to jail. Well, it's going to be free.
You can get a senior discount.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Back problems.
Free health
care. Back hurts.
Well,
me
if they make...
Back hurts, our back hurts all the time. That's how we get our little prescription.
Well, my grandson,
yeah.
My grandson tells me that I'm a good candidate for medical marijuana.
It helps, man. It helps, Ron. Me and Ron is your damn witnesses. We can tell you how what it does and make you feel better.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Believe me, I understand. But like
yeah,
I said, I don't want the trouble.
And I'm a 40-year expert on the topic.
I'm a 25-year-old expert, so I'm only in my 25. So
I believe you guys. I believe your testimony.
Well, yeah, it does work good, man. It helps your back. You don't need no prescription. Don't get none of that fucking government pills and shit, all that shit. Get weed. Get certain type of weed.
I know what they're trying to do with their Rockefeller Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to fuck
I understand. Yep.
It helps me with my glaucoma. It helps me with my glaucoma and my dandruff, too.
Yo, Ron, tell Algonia that it makes you shoot better, don't it?
It also stops that hemorrhoid.
Now I'm going to have to put myself out now.
It's a website, marijuana website.
I could be worse.
We got every single strain on this website, whether it's an indica, a sativa, or a hydroponic. And
well,
they tell you what exactly what kinds are good for, what the side effects are, and
yeah, you have uppers, you have downers. It's different type of weed.
Well, the only strain I have from marijuana is it in the pipe. I'm straight stuck through it.
And Ron, do you know these people down here in Florida passed a law to make wooden pipes illegal?
Yeah, you can buy them in stores. You can buy them
at
gas stations.
No. I said they passed a law here in Florida to make them illegal.
Well, they passed a law here in South Carolina, but they.
Well, I said Florida. They passed a law here in Florida to make them illegal. Contraband.
Get caught with a pack of.
You
caught.
Yeah, that's been going on for a long time.
Rolling papers.
No, they just passed this law in Florida. Just now passed it about 5 months ago or something like that.
Well,
it wasn't that long.
Well, police will bust your ass for it. If you got it in your car or something and they don't find anything else and they find a pipe, they will bust you for that contraband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Contraband.
You're using that for some
But in the state of Arkansas, where they shot that 107-year-old man and killed that one 17-year-old boy in the back of a police car that was handcuffed, said he shot himself, in that land over in Arkansas, it is illegal to have a pack of rolling papers.
Oh,
even though
my
they sell
goodness.
Them in a store.
Damn,
you
can't have
it's a felony. It's felony
they
contraband in the state of Arkansas.
For revenue, and that's all right.
Revenue, you're right. Absolutely money.
Mm-hmm.
What if I got
all
the Bible, though? What if I'm using rolling paper from the Bible? What about that if I got
well,
a Bible?
Well, that's cool. You'd separate church and state there. You'd be good with that.
They don't give a fuck. You're right. You're right.
No,
Ron,
man. Right. Right, but check this out.
You know,
here's the deal. If you go in front of a judge and they say you are being charged with having a pack of rolling papers, do you understand what you're being charged with? First thing I say, no, I don't. I don't. It's legal to sell them, but it's illegal to have them? You know? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me in fine detail.
Talking about
it's strange to me that they would do that because you don't necessarily have to be rolling that marijuana. You could roll your own tobacco. Some people.
That's
buy.
Right. I know that, but they still will charge you for a pack of rolling papers. They will do it.
Where did you say this was? Where is that at?
Arkansas. State of Arkansas. Look it up.
Okay. In the state of Florida, wooden pipes are not illegal.
Well, I don't know.
I looked it up on the internet.
What's not illegal?
I just grow my own damn shit.
sell of pipes, but that made an amendment that my page disappeared. That's
called. Let me ask y'all a question. What if the government pays me to grow marijuana?
They will pay you to grow it, but you have to grow it to their standards. There's a guy in Florida that grows nothing but Florida, Hawaii. But nothing but the government.
Somebody's kicking a lot of background noise.
Well, I'm on mute, man. I put my shit on mute off and on.
No, I don't know who it is.
Wind. That sound like wind. It sound like somebody in the car or somewhere. That sound like wind.
Air conditioning is blowing, but I don't know if that's what it is. Let me go in the other room and see.
Oh, no, you sound good. You sound all right.
You sound all right.
Okay.
I try to be professional as I can now. I mute myself, and then when I want to talk, then I come in and unmute myself. I try to be professional as I can. This is radio. You know how crazy. We get crazy on radio now. I've been on Blog Talk for about 3 years. So ain't nothing new to me.
Uh-huh.
So you're seasoned.
Well, yeah, I'm seasoned. Yeah, I've been on here for
a while.
I got my own show, too. I'm a co-host on the show.
What's the name of it?
Ron, can I tell you the show, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely. Plug it.
It's called the Late Night Hour.
Okay.
Yeah,
check it out sometime.
We get into the conspiracy stuff. We get a little deep into the conspiracy stuff.
I'd like that, because then I won't get yelled at, maybe.
We get into conspiracy, but we've been shut down about 10 times.
Really? Because of it.
Huh?
With GGT?
No, not with GGT. No. This comes on 12:30 Eastern time, but it's 9:30 Pacific time.
You have to tell me who's the host or something. How am I gonna look it up?
His name is David. It's called a Late Night Hour. We only come on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. We're on for like an hour and 30 minutes. We're not on
the Late Night Hour.
Yeah, we're only an hour and 30 minutes.
That's Michael Hood. You asked me about 9/11.
I
try not to go into what I think. I don't have really beliefs on that, because the only thing I can say I believe is I don't believe that the government told us the truth, and I don't believe the government's story.
Michael, can you give
the phone number to your show?
Yeah, they lied to us. Oh, what is that, Cynthia? What'd you say, Cynthia?
Could you give the phone number?
Oh, man, I got to look for the phone. I don't have it in this phone. I'm on another phone, but it's the Late Night Hour. All you got to do is when you go into Blog Talk, you go into the search bar, just put in the Late Night Hour, and it will pop up.
In 12:30.
We don't have the internet.
I'm sorry. That's
the internet.
So.
You don't
have
to go
get that number. We have a lot of problems on our show, man. We've been attacked almost a lot of times and stuff, and there's been a lot of problems going on to the show, so we're trying to get everything right on that. I mean, we try to figure out the problem, and I'm hoping that it's just a technical problem, but we don't have, like, trolls come in, and there's been a lot of problems going on. Like, when you call into the show, they got the end music playing to the show. But when you call in, you don't hear nothing. You just hear the end music. But if you call in, if you hear it on the your computer, you don't hear nothing. But if you call in, you hear the show.
Well, let me tell you something. That happens to me on Ron and Antoinette's show. So that's not them doing it to you, because it happens to me, and I have to listen on the phone. I can't get into chat room even though I'm logged in, and that's been going on for, what, about a week and a half now, I think. So it's not just you.
Sometimes when I call in, I can't even call on my phone. My phone is shut down. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So what you know about John Hanson?
Do what?
I said, what do you know about John Hanson?
Who is John Hanson?
I don't know. Enlighten me.
Well, Ronald Reck told me he was the first black president.
Under the Confederacy. Under the Confederacy.
Well, yeah, wasn't black folks the first of like Republicans and stuff?
What's that, Jackie?
That was the first Republican.
I said, you got anything about John Hanson?
Link? Yeah, give me a minute. I'll look for it.
Well, no, I'm asking you because remember you told me he was the first black president. And I told you he wasn't black and he wasn't the president. And you said he was, so you said you was going to look into it.
I don't remember, Jackie. I'm bad. I couldn't lie. I didn't go that deep into it, but I did research on that. It did show the his everything he had, the breed he was, I should say, was he's considered a black man.
No, you couldn't have done no research on that.
You got to make moves, man.
Well, why would I bring up the topic if I didn't do some research on it? Just to throw it out there? No.
Everybody say they do research. But you know what? I had to I had to delete people off my Facebook page for repeating that. Because they said they seen a picture. They seen a portrait of this guy. And photography didn't even exist in that year.
Right.
So you couldn't
see
a portrait of somebody before photography
existed. If it was painted.
Well, a painting is not a photograph. A painting is not a photograph.
There's no photograph.
The photograph that they show is of a John Hanson who was in Parliament in England, and it was from the 1800s, not 1781.
You're gonna make me go back and research this.
So when people say that to me, I know they didn't do research. Because that's 5 minutes of research right there.
Was
John Hanson first black president? Google search. And the real John Hanson never claimed to be a president. He failed miserably at the job.
He was under the Confederacy. You see, George Washington was not the first president. I think he was the ninth. I'm wrong.
None of those people before the United States existed considered themselves to be presidents, and their name and their title wasn't president. So how could they be a president if their name wasn't president, their title wasn't president, and there was no United States?
Well, it was the Confederacy.
But there's different branches of Confederacy. There's not just one whole branch of Confederacy.
Well, at that time, there was one Confederacy. There wasn't another branch in 1700, was there? I'm asking a question. I don't know.
I understand. I mean, but there was multiple. There was multiple branches that was fighting in the Confederacy. I mean, they fight for them for that main cause. To after that cause was done with, then they can branch off and try to go against them.
I'm talking about the Confederacy in 1700s. I think that's
Ever since. There was branches. They was fighting for the cause, but they wasn't fighting for the cause.
I don't understand what you mean. But according to Winston Shrout, they made some kind of rule when they were under the Articles of Confederation, when they decided to create a federal government, that the person who was the president had to wait 14 years before they would be considered the first president under the new federal government. Is that right, Ron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was under 1781.
And there was
he was a president of Continental
years
Congress.
Wait. They had to be born. They had to be born on this land, and they had to be here for they had some kind of stipulation, some kind of time stipulation. So they told us George Washington was the first president, but he really wasn't.
But he was. Those people before him, their title was not president.
What was their title? What was their title?
I'm going to tell you in a second.
Well, what about Albert Pike? Did anybody know about Albert Pike?
Well, I heard the name. Wasn't he in the
Pike is the guy who wrote
Albert Pike was the founder.
Dogma. What's the name of that?
Morals and Dogma. Morals and Dogma is Albert Pike.
He's considered the Pope of Freemasonry in America.
Scottish Rites. He deal with Scottish Rites. He's the founder of Scottish Rites.
He's the only Mason to have a statue in Washington, D.C.
Yes, and guess where his first lodge is at? In Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston. That's his first lodge. And you know what it's called? Solomon One. Solomon One Lodge. And you guess what he did? He founded the Ku Klux Klan. He's a KKK member. He's the founder of it. People know that?
Albert
and I put a link in the chat room for John Hanson.
Albert
Sister Agonia has said he was the first president to serve a 1-year term under the Articles of Confederation. However, George Washington is universally considered the first president of the United States.
Well, yeah, how are you going to have the United States before the United States existed?
Because it then already existed. The United States was already formed before they even came here. Look at D.C. D.C. is, if you go to watch ads and you look at watches, the watches say 10-10. Do you know what 10-10 means? 10 by 10. That's the circumference. That's the square of Washington. Washington is not part of the United States. It's all part of the occult. Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall and all these occultists of the Order of the Golden Dawn was, and more of them. I'm not going to say too many of your orders because they'll come and get you. That was part
of Washington D.C. came into existence.
That's why it's a square circumference. Look at Washington, D.C. right now. It's a square, 10-10, 10 by 10.
It used to be bigger, but Virginia and Maryland took their land back.
Well, it been the same size. They already knew that. They already knew they were going to take the land back. They knew that. They already had that plan. They kept Washington the same. Washington never fucking changes. And if you look at the fucking Washington Monument and it has that big-ass statue, then it goes down into the damn Washington Mall and it goes into the lake. People don't even know what that means, that little waterway. That's I'm going to give you one part of it. That symbolized Osiris. Isis tried to find Osiris. She found every body part of Osiris, but she cannot find his penis. That's why they come to bull penises. They worship the Baal. Baal. Obelisk.
B-A-A-L. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere. Then it goes into the water. The water is symbolic for the vagina. That's symbolizing every day. Yeah, and it goes all the way to the Jefferson Memorial. It goes to the Jefferson Memorial. It goes all the way up there. I don't want to talk to you because you get in trouble, but 13 white. Look, listen. Albert Pike is 13 blocks from the White House. He is underground at the Temple of 33rd Degree Mason, and that's Scottish Rite. The Temple Mount and the Temple of All Things is right there, 13 blocks from the White House. He's underground. Scottish Rite is the main influence to America. They bring their philosophy from over there in other damn countries. And they came here and exactly. Yep, and they started down there in Charleston, South Carolina. That's why it goes to Albert Pike. It's on the 33rd parallel. The 33rd parallel connects to all major points of all the world, all major events.
You know what? Somebody I just heard say Styria on the 33rd parallel. Y'all hear anything about
that? He's correct when he says that. And you know what I found very interesting? Is that I forgot the guy's name. Jay-Z. his song or his title of his album is Holy Grail, and that's a part of that.
Well, yeah.
Did any
of
y'all hear about Syria on the 33rd parallel?
You talking about Syria?
No.
Syria. Yeah.
I just
right?
heard that.
There, yeah.
Yes, I just, I believe I heard that recently. Now, I couldn't swear to it, and I can't find no link, but in my listening recently, that came up somewhere. I'm going to check
it
out.
It's out there.
I'm going to check that out.
You got to go deep, man. You got to go deep.
Yeah, please do.
It's out there. It's out there.
Man, I can't
hear. Yeah, the 33rd parallel. Charleston, South Carolina is the first Solomon Lodge of America. That was the first lodge of Freemasonry.
Why are you so excited?
I'm not excited.
Hello, Cynthia.
Cynthia, did you say that?
No, that was me. I was teasing.
Oh, you saying I'm excited?
Was that you, Cynthia Goni? I thought that was Cynthia. I'm sorry, Cynthia.
It's me.
And, Michael, one part that you did leave out, though, one of the reasons why you have the Washington Monument, because that's a phallic symbol. Then you have the water. And then you have the White House, which is called the Oval Office. For a reason.
You're talking too much, man. I got to come and get you.
Well, can you please explain the Oval Office before you come and get him? The White House and the Oval Office and everything.
It all goes back to Egypt. It all goes back to Egypt. This is the story he was giving you with Osiris.
It's
and the Horus.
It's
the
ovarian
of an office.
Oh, you found it, Sister Agonia?
It's Damascus.
Send it to me.
Okay, I'll send
right.
it to you.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Okay, and then I'll put it in the chat room.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, like what that guy was saying, that caller, like, yeah. That's the monument of damn obelisk. That's the obelisk. It's in damn Rome.
Yes.
It's everywhere. That's called Osiris. I just tried to find Osiris, but she couldn't find no other body parts. She found all the other body parts of him, but she cannot find his penis.
And what does that represent, brother? Symbolically, what is the what do you call it? That would be a metaphor. What does the metaphor mean?
That symbolizes life, because you need a penis of yourself to give life. A woman can't do it by herself.
Well, that's debatable. I'm sorry.
That's worked up.
I mean, a woman can't do that by her hand.
No, I'm trying to be funny, but I heard somewhere there's a
that's
scientific name.
Ron,
now, Ron,
you're
a physicist. You ought to know this now. I can't remember the name, but there's some kind of scientific word where it said that a woman can fertilize her own egg.
That's a lie.
Does she use Miracle-Gro or manure?
Oh, my gosh. They used to talk about that on the damn Don DeColeon show all the time.
A woman needs a man, and a man needs a woman. That's a lie.
Okay.
You know what? If it comes to me, I'm going to tell you what it's called. Because they used to talk about that shit on her show all the time. It's not popping in my head right now. But before the show goes off, I'm going to tell you what the name of it is.
Okay, thank you. It's just something I heard somewhere a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I used to hear that too, and I used to repeat it, so I did some research on it. I ain't trying nothing to support it. But that was them. The black woman is God. The black woman can reproduce on her own.
I'm going to get in trouble with this now. Do
you
know what?
Well, what about when God was a woman?
No, do you know what really happened in the Garden of Eden?
Huh?
Do you know what really happened in the garden?
Yeah, I was there. I seen it.
I was there too, Ron.
I filled out a statement.
I'm going to tell people what really happened. There was no fucking fruit. There was no damn fruit. Do you know what the fruit was? There was no tree. Listen to this shit. This is what they go to the cold. This is what they don't tell you. This is what they don't tell you, man. There was no fruit. The tree was Lucifer. Listen to me. The fruit. You know what the fruit is? The fruit is knowledge. Me, I'm giving you fruit right now. Say I'm breaking down shit to you that you don't understand, but you take it as that's fruit. I'm giving you knowledge. That's why he said bad fruit and good fruit. So Satan came to Eve and showed Eve how to have sex. Sex was what opened their eyes up. When he had sex with Eve, he went back and showed Adam how to have sex. and they have fraternal twins, Cain and Abel. If you listen, Cain tried to kill Abel in the womb. There's two felines fighting. There was no apple. There was no tree. The tree was Lucifer. He was the damn good and evil.
I got two questions about your story. My first question is, when did God tell them to be fruitful and multiply? I mean, if he told them that, was there some kind of way they can do that before sex?
My second question is, if Satan
is the bad guy, how come God is the one who told the lie?
God didn't tell no lie. No one lied.
God said if you eat from this tree, you will surely die. They didn't die.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. He didn't lie to you at all. He told you the truth. Satan told you the truth.
Sister Rangonia, the word is parthenogenesis.
Thank you. Yes, I remember the word now. And it seemed like that was, oh, my God. I'm going way back in my Rolodex now. I can't even think of the it's some books that aren't even printed anymore. You have to buy them like, what? I don't even know. Never mind, I'm rambling, y'all. Just ignore me. You're making me go way back and think about something.
Fuck the damn.
Now, the stuff you're talking about Adam and Eve, what about there's two creation stories in Genesis? There's two creation stories, and the second one says, let us make man in our image. What about that?
It's simple. It's called the wheat and the tares. Are you part of the Cain bloodline? Are you part of the damn God bloodline? There's two seed lines fighting to this day. It's simple.
I said it's wheat and tares. I said it's two creations.
He made man and woman at the same time. In the second story, he put man asleep and made woman from his rib.
It was two men. God created woman. He came there, and Satan came down and fucking talked Eve to having sex. He showed Eve how to have sex. And sex, when she bust that damn nut, she opened her eyes up. When you have an orgasm, she opened her eyes up. That showed her the truth.
So are you saying she had sex with the devil?
Told her the truth, and that was real.
Saying she had sex with the devil?
Yes. She had that.
Oh,
where Cain came from? Cain tried to kill Abel in the womb.
Where did the devil come from?
The devil came from God. You can't answer that, man. There's nothing you can answer that, man.
God knew that the snake was going to have sex with the woman, right?
Yeah, he already knew he was going to have sex with Eve. Sex was the fucking
key. I'll say this, metaphorically speaking, one creation is spirit, the other creation is matter.
And what happens when you have sex and you have an orgasm? Your mind opens up for that moment. It opens up for that damn second.
But what N2K said makes sense. The first one is the spiritual.
They told about
how the ancient people they didn't eat and all that. They used to do.
N2K
is saying the first creation story was the spirit. Now, I never heard that before, but that makes some sense to me. And
the second one is
when man fell to matter.
Exactly.
Here's another way to look at it. You got a computer. If you got a computer, type up Lilith. Adam.
Oh, I've heard of that before. But I want to know. Why did it say, "Let us make man in our image"?
I can answer that for you.
But you have to understand.
It's more than one. If you go back to Hebrew and you look in the Hebrew, this word that they use is plural. So when they said let us, and it's a more important part, let us make man in our image. Man was already here. They took the man that was here, made him like them, and separated him from the rest of the world. That's why he was put in the garden.
You talk about Lil and Inky?
The garden never...
That's where they got it from.
I'm going to tell you some real shit. Did God ever say that he would destroy the Garden of Eden? Did he ever said that in his damn words that he would destroy the Garden of Eden?
How you know God wasn't he? How you know God wasn't he? There was a time when God was supposed to be a woman.
Did he or she, he say that he was going to destroy the damn world? She was going to destroy the world, matter what. I don't care who it was. Did he say?
Now, y'all said that she cannot...
God
y'all
said that
the woman cannot
fly
her own egg.
So
that means
you're looking at
y'all said that a woman cannot fly her own egg. So that means the devil had a mama.
Did God destroy the Garden of Eden? Did God destroy the Garden of Eden? Did God ever say in the book or whatever book that he was in, the Bible or any other fucking book,
people that.
Did he ever say that he would destroy the Garden of Eden?
I don't know the answer to your question, but when he destroyed the earth with the flood, did the garden flood too? Because everything got destroyed.
Then you
got
to go back.
Did the flood just skip over the garden? It flooded the whole world except
the
garden?
There was no flood. That was on Mars.
Can I tell Sister Antoinette something real quick? I just wanted her to know that I sent that link over. That's all. Excuse me, y'all.
Everybody know about Jesus Christ and know about holy religions and all that shit, but they don't know the half of the story. They don't know what the fuck is going on. Do you know that fucking Mars was the first Earth and God destroyed the first Earth and the first Earth was Mars? And you know that we can't live on Mars now no more? Do you know that there was never even no Garden of Eden on fucking this Earth right now? They're talking about the Garden of Eden is right there over there by the
fucking river. Let us be enlightened as you are and tell us where we can find information.
He destroyed the Garden of Eden. He never said that shit. He said, I would never destroy that shit.
Well, remember, the Bible...
Wait a minute.
Why the hell is people saying it's over there in the Middle East and it's gone? It's destroyed. But God never said he never destroyed the Garden of Eden. So where is the Garden of Eden?
The whole earth.
Can we please have this information that the garden was on Mars, that people lived on Mars?
Yeah, it was on Mars.
You give us that information.
You know how long
that
would take me? It would take me 16 hours right now to pull up my damn computer and go ahead and find this information. You got an email address that I can send you this information to you?
Sure she does.
I actually do. But I won't be giving it out over the air. I'm sorry.
Okay, so never mind. So it's a waste of time for me to even talk about it. So go ahead and go back to your place.
No, you still can tell me, and I can type it in right now and look it up for myself.
You won't understand. You won't understand. It's only for people that's understanding. You won't understand. That there is no garden.
So wait a minute. You calling me stupid?
Ain't on this damn planet.
No, that's
never
not fair, Michael.
Planet, man.
That's not fair.
Is he calling me stupid?
There's pyramids on Mars.
The same pyramids are here. Tell me where I can get the information and look it up for myself, but you're going to speak to my mentality and how I comprehend things.
Here we go.
Come on now.
Don't reverse the information. Don't reverse the psychology on me. I know about reverse psychology, and you're doing it with the wrong one. You might be doing it with somebody else. Because you're talking
but
to the
I
wrong
But I asked you a straight-up question. You said you can't give the information because it's going to take you 15 hours. But even if you did, I wouldn't understand it. You're
telling
me stupid?
You know. I might can start something.
Really?
Tell me something. Give me a question.
Can I say something?
No.
There's
pyramids.
There's also pyramids on
I have a message
same pyramids that are
for
here.
Our friend, Mr. Allfax. Are you ready for the message? Are you ready to copy the message? Mr. Allfax, Mr. Mike, ready? If you are going to impersonate the one angry Jew, as the one angry Jew impersonates everybody else, learn to write like the one angry Jew instead of writing like your real own dumbass self. Because it gives it away to everybody.
Oh, man. There you go, Jew.
Oh, shit.
But I have to tell you that when Ava, Indiana, which is Joe, can't figure out if it's me impersonating you or you impersonating me or me impersonating you impersonating me, I gotta at least give you some credit.
I got a question for you, dude.
Somebody needs to just start the one angry Jew fan club.
Hold up, 2020. Jew, I want to ask you a question.
My name is Jackie, damn it.
Yeah, fucking Jackie. Uh-oh. Hold on, Jackie. This is between me and Jew. I want to understand something, Jew. You don't know the real shit between me and you, Jew. Why the fuck did you use my name, Jew?
When?
You used my name a couple times.
No, wait a minute. Hold it, Michael.
First of all, it wasn't your name.
No, it was in other shows. Yeah, it was in other shows.
Don't worry about
who I know, Jew. I know a lot of people, Jew.
It wasn't your
excuse
name.
Excuse me, Michael
it
and Jew. Excuse
yeah.
me, Michael
yeah.
and Jew.
Always kidding.
This show is not turning over to the Jew show.
Why not?
We're not
I just
here
got
to
on.
About you. No, but we're not here to discuss you.
Well, I haven't answered his question.
Well, that's quite all right. You can answer him offline.
Really?
But not now. Send him a message and answer the question.
You are
But we are not going to discuss you.
You are a wet blanket on a campfire, Antoinette.
Well, that's okay. Thank you.
You are no fun.
Okay. Well, no fun.
Yeah, Antoinette, what's up with that? Let's be cool, man.
Use my damn name, man.
I didn't use your name.
Okay. All right. Let's get
I transposed the A and the E in Michael. It's not your name.
Don't make me come to your house, Jew. I'll come to your house right now.
All right, come to my house right now. Come to my house.
You want me to videotape you?
No. Children. No.
Come to my house. This is in New Orleans.
I will do it, Jew, man.
Michael Hood, I have a question for you.
Hurry up.
What are you talking about?
Grab a plane.
Michael Hood, when you were talking about the spirit and being on Mars and stuff like that, is that from the books of the Bible that were lost? Well, that was taken out?
Well,
you don't know
yeah.
the difference between Mars and the Earth. How's it going to make it here?
Yeah, that's from the books that were lost.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that was taken from the books that was lost, because they took a lot of books out of the Bible.
Yeah, I know they took a lot of books out of the Vatican, picked and chose which ones to go with.
15, to be exact.
Pardon me?
15, the Apocrypha.
What is that rushing sound I hear in the background?
That's you,
it sounds like
a
spacecraft. Sounds like a spacecraft positioning itself.
Drew, I'm
like
at your house right now, Drew. I'm
like
knocking on your door right now.
Hey, Antoinette, I would suggest this, though. If you could ever find the Book of Enoch, I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Yeah, that might
give you the information
that
you're looking for.
I have that. One of my friends have printed that out for me.
Okay, that might give you the information you're looking for.
I have an announcement to make. I have a religious announcement to make for all of you followers and listeners and believers. I have just seen the burning bush. I've just seen the burning bush. No, Santa Claus is, though, but I've seen the burning bush. I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen the hairy bush, and I carry a razor around now.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm in front of Jew house right now, so I'm in the car right now. Jew, I'm in a blue car right now.
Okay,
Kind of some thrusting rockets.
Yeah, that's what I think it sounds like, rocket thrusters.
Excuse me, for y'all that may have missed it.
Are you
going
to excuse yourself to the rocket thrusters?
Excuse me.
Yeah, somebody making noise. Let Antoinette talk.
You know what? Everybody's going to get muted. I'm going to ask Ron to mute everyone. So please stop it. Whoever's doing it, please mute yourself or stop the background.
Mute them all. Mute
Ron, I'm finally unmuted, Ron. I tried to call your show, not blocking my number out. It wouldn't get me go through. Then when I
that was you, Mike,
my
man.
Number
you
out,
was making all that damn noise,
through.
Mike.
Probably.
Mike,
no,
he just unmuted me 10 seconds ago before I start talking. So it's
he
not
is
me.
The biggest dumbass. Azz. Stop spelling ass. Azz. No one's gonna think you're me.
Excuse me, y'all.
I don't even know who the fuck he talking to. So what's the topic for today, guys?
I'm talking to you, no. Mr. Alfax.
All right, listen.
Hold on
for
a second. Goddamn, y'all didn't shut up and let Antoinette talk?
Mr.
Gonya has sent me the link.
Yes, ma'am.
I put it in the chat room.
Oh, good. Brown Beasley's here. You can tell. I can't wait
to
hear.
What did you want me to do?
No, could you please let me talk?
What? Well, what is it you want to say?
I beg your pardon?
Go ahead and talk. I had to mute him.
Thank you. Sister Agonia sent the link about democracy and Syria being the 33rd parallel.
I found a better link that I was getting ready to send to you right now.
Oh, okay. But so I put that link in the chat room for y'all.
Not a very good one.
Okay, but she's going to put another one
I didn't
one
send
in.
You a good one the first time. This one's better. It's got image and everything.
So you got a link? You got a link of the Agonia?
It's in the
I sent it to Antoinette.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
That's good. Put the link in there. Y'all put the link in there.
I put it in there. There it is again, okay?
Oh, it's got there that quick?
No. This was the one that you had already sent me.
Yeah, that one was not a very good one. I should have opened it up. It was a form kind of a, response. But this one is Masons and the Mystery of the 33rd Parallel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go, man. I like you, Agonia. You put that damn information out there.
Thank you. I'm just interested in learning. That's all.
I'm not in the chat room, so I would have put it in there too. I would have put some other things in there, but I mean, I ain't want to.
I can't use the chat room, so Antoinette.
But the
thank you, Antoinette.
I just get too deep, man. I don't want to get in trouble. I can't
well, right, but the Masons is no secret. It's not a secret.
No, it
if
is
you
a
know
secret,
it's
Mike.
No secret.
What are you talking about?
It's not
a secret,
secret.
Mike.
I know everything about the Masons. It's not
no,
a secret.
No, you don't.
Everything.
Hold on. Let me ask Mike this question. Mike, where is the 33rd degree? Where do you go become 33rd degree?
Someone selects you to be in the 33 group Mason.
No,
listen,
you
listen. The Mason, hold on. Listen to me. Listen to me. Okay. You tell me then. Since this is a secret, I want you to tell me. You're the only one to know the secret.
No, I'm asking
since
you.
You know the secret.
It's not a
I want
secret.
You to tell me. I don't know.
Okay, I'm asking you another
then.
Question. Mike, I'm asking you another question.
One more question.
He's asking me questions.
Mike. Okay.
What organization does 33rd degree? There's only one organization that does 33rd degree in Masons.
It's the Masons.
Only one group.
33 Gavels of Masonry.
No, that's a belt. That ain't. You're wrong.
Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you what I know about the Masons, and everything is gonna be fact.
You
don't what
even
you
know
what
the degree is.
Listen,
bro.
I don't care.
What's wrong? Come on, listen. Imagine we was the ones that was controlling the damn country. We'll be just as bad as these politicians.
You guys go.
I'm serious.
Can we go one at a time, please?
How are we going to make changes?
Can we go one at a time so that you're not talking over one another?
I'll be good.
Can we go one at a time so that the conversation can be understood and heard by everyone else, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. First of all, type in comments.
Chill out.
The first person to ask Mike. Where was 33 came from? There's only.
I don't give a fuck, yo. That doesn't control me. It controls you. You get it power, you dumb fuck. You get it power. It's only about symbols, you dumbass. You're giving it power. No symbol, no Lord can have power. You get it power. You're saying, oh, they're powerful me. They're not. You fuck.
I got the power.
It's no secret because you know it. It's no secret anymore. Listen, they have commercials right now that say anybody want to be a Mason, anybody can be a Mason, yo. It's a group of people that says, listen, if
not
you come
everybody.
To me,
you have to
I
be
can
a
write.
You have to
no,
be
not
a
anyone to be a Mason.
Oh, my goodness.
I disagree with you.
Okay. Well, why in the world they run the commercials about it right on cable stations? Someone acting like Benjamin Franklin. I can go online right now and they can say you can be a lawyer. Anybody can be a Mason, yo. Y'all are sitting
I'm
up
there.
Nobody
can be a Mason.
This is not
me.
No secret, yo. The Masons is not a secret.
Hold
up, answer that. It's
talking.
Not a secret.
Excuse me. The link that Sister Agonia was talking about, the second one, I just put it in the chat room for y'all.
Do we agree? Let me ask you a question. Do we agree that every type of organization always has some type of confidential information that maybe not everybody gets, maybe a certain
yes.
amount, you know?
Yes, the Nation of Islam has confidential information
that's
that
true.
You don't know about. All groups have something that you don't
there
know
you go.
About.
There you go. That's what I wanted to say.
Unions, teams, unions
right,
have
right.
people that you don't
not
know about.
Not everybody's going to know everything.
You know,
you know
about
yeah,
it,
right.
if you know about it, it's not no
secret.
It's
secret, right, right.
See, exactly.
No, no, that's a lie.
Out.
That's that bullshit, man. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
What is
I
want to
hear that
then?
Fucking bullshit.
You
can't even tell me who you are to be 33rd degree, man.
In order for you to have
a conspiracy.
Tell me that
some shit that
what is
the fucking saying and all this and that. Hell no, man. That's
what
some bullshit, man. What you talking, man? You talking that bullshit.
What is the conspiracy, Michael Hood? Michael Hood, what is the no. definition of a conspiracy?
Tell me who is in 33rd degree. You know
I don't
masonry.
Know, and I want you to tell me. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. They don't
Thomas,
control me.
Out.
I want you to tell me.
I'm trying to get my Black Law Dictionary. I'll read it for you.
They don't control me. They don't control my destiny. I don't give them power. You give them power.
Mine,
right? I give them power.
I got a good question about conspiracy.
They have power. I gave them the power. They don't have power over me, bro. You're brainwashed. You're brainwashed.
Come on.
I have mine right here.
You got to
I have mine right here.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
What is
Let's
the definition of a conspiracy?
What does it say?
What is
yes.
the definition of a
what
conspiracy?
It's a conspiracy.
Of a conspiracy? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking it up, okay?
Well, okay, I'm going to give you a conspiracy is this. You have to have one or more people. It must be a secret, and it has to have evil behind it. It has to be a secret, right? It has to have evil. That means you're trying to hurt somebody.
Well,
and two or more people have to be
one
in
or,
it.
If more than one person knows it.
It's a secret you can't keep a secret from yourself, you dumbass. A secret means you're
Mike.
Two or more people have
Yo,
that
Mike,
no
Mike,
one
Mike,
else
I'm gonna give you a
video
good look at Mike.
You have a definition of a hemorrhoid in there.
I'm gonna give you a video. Hold on, Drew. You're like this too. Now listen, Mike. Go look at the documentary September Clues.
Have
go
you found it, Antoinette? I got
it
in here.
And what you do, Michael,
is
watch it three times over. Watch it four or five times over. When you watch this documentary, watch it five times over.
I don't
want to
be brainwashed.
It's going
to
take more than once for you to understand the
documentary.
Every time you watch those videos.
Hey,
go look at September Clues,
bro.
Antoinette, hey. But this is a Mayweather fight, though.
September Clues, man. September Clues tell you everything.
Did y'all see the fight, though?
Who won?
September Clues do
not tell you everything. It does not tell you everything.
It don't tell you everything, man, Drew? Yeah, you say it's a lie?
Doesn't tell you where the money went.
Well, but you know, that's another topic. Goddamn, man. They can't put that in a damn 12-hour video.
It's a big
topic.
Come on,
man. Hold on.
Would you like the documentary that discusses where the money went?
Hey, Michael, you asked me some questions, but you never gave us the answer. I want you to give me the answer to the questions that you asked me, because I don't know. I want you to educate me. Educate me, bro.
What is your question?
You all need to stop wiping your asses.
The two questions that you asked me, I want you to answer.
I told you what the fuck is fucking 33rd degree. Who the fuck is in 33rd degree? What fucking organization in Freemason goes to 33rd
degree? I don't know, and look, I said I don't know, and I want you to tell me. I'm learning. Be quiet. Those two questions.
You know,
I'm gonna
give you a code word. I'm gonna give you a fucking code word. It's called Ireland.
Wow.
Go look it up. Go look it up.
Wow. Okay.
Beat your house in a couple
so
months.
Right now, do they control you, Michael Hood? Do they control you?
How the fuck
they,
you
control
me? How can they
I'm
control a warlock? How can they control a warlock? If I'm a warlock and I know how to
do
shit, how can they control a warlock? Ask me that question.
Do they control me?
What's a wall?
I can control you right now, Mike. I can come to your house right now, Mike.
Control anybody on this phone.
Yeah, Mike. I can come and get you right now.
Michael Rood is controlled by the Masons, y'all. The control,
how am I controlled by the Masons? I'm a warlock. You don't understand who I am.
You don't control me.
I'm doing this.
I'm on the right path.
I'm on the left path. I got my left hand open. I got my right hand open. What hand am I using? I got the left hand open and the right hand open. What I'm doing?
Hey, Mayweather had both hands open, man. He was dealing, man. 45-0 now. Mayweather with another win tonight, y'all. Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I've seen it all the way to the end. Mayweather, he's mad. He got the energy.
With Mayweather. Your country is getting hit with Mayweathers.
Right.
Right now,
what you mean, my country?
You're in America, man.
What do you mean, enough?
Why won't you denounce yourself as an American citizen? You got all this mouth. You talk all this stuff about America.
Mouth.
Why everybody who hates America go downtown and denounce yourself as a citizen? You won't do it. You know why? Because you love being American. You love the benefits. You love it.
Mike, let me tell you some shit, Mike. You so fucking caught up in the fucking
delusion. You can't even smoke weed in Jamaica without getting locked up.
Yo, let me tell you some real shit,
man. Jamaican and get legal now.
Motherfuckers cannot be unplugged. That's who you is, Mike. That's exactly who the fuck you is, all facts.
We won't fuck with you, so go
ahead. Anybody care for a beer?
Go ahead over Jamaica, bro, and get locked the fuck up.
Somebody get locked the fuck up.
Damn.
You will. Hey, weed is illegal with Jamaica, bro. It's not illegal with Jamaica. You can grow all the weed you want, marijuana, and unfold it just past the
damn right.
You don't want to go down there and denounce yourself as a market.
Mike, you are more, Mike. You ain't never been down south, Mike.
Talk about this dispersion. You just saying everybody don't got the power. We run about this. No, we got the power. You select the senators and get the
power.
I know this. Y'all can talk all the stuff up y'all want. Ain't none of y'all gonna go to a Mexican bar right now and yell Floyd Mayweather. I know
that's
that.
Don't you remember when Whitaker, what's the dude's name, Sugar Ray Leonard, the guy, man, they used to dress up like a woman.
Oscar De La Hoya.
I was in a house last night. My buddy's a Mexican. We've been over his house. Whitaker and Oscar De La Hoya.
Holy shit, you have Mexican friends?
Really? Me and my boys went over his house. Yeah, man, we was like, Whitaker and all. He got cheese and everything. Yes, what are you talking about? I can go anywhere, watch any boxing match with anybody, and ain't nobody going to fuck with me, bro. What are you talking about?
You said that was your friend. You ain't say just anywhere, though. That's your friend. That's different.
Yo, what fuck is you talking about, bro?
I swear, everyone, we Americans. I can't hear anything anybody's saying. You're all pretty loud, and I can't really much what you're saying. So, as long as you're hearing me, we got that going for us, it's doing all right.
United States, you know. Let them know, Ron.
Unbelievable. If this is loud enough and everybody can hear me, a little bit more. Is it a little bit louder? Is it okay?
Okay,
there
we're
you
just
go.
Checking the microphone. We're just making sure we've got some little more power.
Yeah, but you kind of calmed it down good. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, man, stop talking. But you were outside my house, man. Can't be in Baltimore outside my house at the same time.
Can we get some video on this event?
You guys didn't watch the fight for free on the net?
No comment.
You guys know the secret. You know the secret of the pyramids. You guys know any? And people claim to know about masonry. Who's the person that claimed to know all about masonry? I'm not saying that you don't.
Michael Hood, they have no power over you.
I know
all
about
them
Mason
symbols are just symbols.
I just want to ask one question.
It's nothing but count. They don't have no power. It's a trick. Just because you know how to count numbers and do geography, they don't have no damn power over you. That symbol that they make is just a fucking symbol. You a human being. They don't have no damn power over you. You get the symbol power.
Right. But
you get the symbol power. Fuck them Mason.
What is your understanding of the story of Hiram Abiff?
Uh-oh. You just said fuck the Masons? You are not going to live till the morning. I was in front. I can't even be near you.
Sunlight.
Baltimore, I'd have to be in California. Oh, my God, the fireball is going to come at you. They're saying something bad about the Masons. Holy shit. Everybody in Baltimore is going to suffer now because of that stupid-ass comment.
Comment? Anybody made a comment?
Avon Barksdale. Stringer Bell's already dead.
That idiot All Facts said something about fuck the
Omar.
Mason. You say that and the whole city of Baltimore will go up in flames. You people better get yourselves put together right. Don't talk
man,
about
man, I rewound and watched Stringer Bell get shot 20 times. I
don't
love
talk
to
about
that.
The Masons badly. Now, retract that. Take it back.
Someone sounds.
Yeah, you know what?
I want you to take it back right now. Take back the comment.
Mason.
I'm sorry. Is that just a Magonia sometimes, brother? Magonia?
No.
No, I didn't say anything. That's
what?
Not me.
Which one are you?
I know who it is. Jew, are you a Mason?
Oh, is that you, Antoinette?
You know that's me.
Oh, okay. Listen, I know all about
Mason
jars. My grandmother used to can with them all. You can with Mason jars?
Yes, I have Mason jars. Are you a Mason?
But you're a Mason too, huh?
No, I'm not a Mason.
Well, more power to you. Power to the Mason.
I'm a wreck. I'm a wreck.
Oh, boy. You know what?
I had to throw that in there.
We're
going to
give ABC a couple of minutes to talk to us about the Masons.
Yes, let's hear all about the Masons. But I want to hear how to can with the Mason jars, because that's the special part. That's the secret.
Jew, let me talk, please, okay?
You always want to talk when I'm
talking.
I went through all that time, and then you always want to talk.
Please mute him for a moment.
Oh, my God. Please mute him.
ABC, call in. We're going to give you a couple minutes for you to tell us.
We now return you to the regular back program where everybody talks over everything.
I'm Jew, would you please? Why do you have to be so rude?
It's a Jewish holiday.
Well, you know what?
Yesterday. Yesterday was Yom Kippur. He does have a point. These are like the highest holy days. He shouldn't be spending them with us, particularly on the Sabbath, but maybe he's not, or maybe he's not practicing.
No, the sun already gone down.
But he just said it was a Jewish holiday. That was funny. Okay, sorry. Don't laugh. Don't laugh out of turn.
Go ahead, Antoinette.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Antoinette.
Oh, Lord. It's not a Jewish holiday, ABC.
It was Yom Kippur yesterday.
For a moment myself. I'm not aware of that. Because I know my granddaughter would have been out with her other side of the family. Pardon me?
Yesterday was the biggest Jewish holiday.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mr. Beef?
The Sabbath is
I'm fine
and yourself. Because
good.
The sun's already gone down.
Now you hurt his feelings.
Whose feelings?
Whose feelings? He's quiet. He makes me laugh.
Oh.
But
He can't offend the show co-host.
The Jew ain't went nowhere. Don't be fooled.
Hello,
he ain't went nowhere.
Somebody has an echo.
They actually sound like they're in the ocean.
Hello, am I David Ruffin?
Pardon me?
Hello?
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 Who is this?
This is Ron Reck, the host.
Oh, Ron, I'm over there. What?
I know I'm kind of new.
What's that, man?
And I kind of.
Where the fuck that bitch at, man? Where's that bitch at, man? Put his ass back on the phone, man. Bring him back on the phone, man. Jew, man. He's a little.
Make him matter. You're toying with him. He has to be
Michael,
heard.
I know your number.
Oh, my goodness.
Who else that was trying to talk a minute ago?
This is Beasley always tries to talk.
Yeah, excuse me, Beasley, for one second.
I'll stop. Yeah, please just ask me.
No, you're fine. ABC put a link in the chat room if y'all want to check it out.
And
the meaning of Yom
regarding?
Kippur.
The meaning of Yom Pardon? Kippur.
Okay. It's about the Jewish holiday?
Yes.
Is it me or there's a lot of Jewish holidays here? In America.
Well, no, there's
a lot.
Every day. Jewish holiday.
Every day is a Jewish holiday. No.
No, it's not every
well,
day. Kind
of,
no, but I'm saying it throughout the year, the stretch of the year.
It's a lot of
around this
day.
Time
it's
of year, yeah.
I'm glad you guys thanked a lot, everybody.
Yeah.
I sure appreciate you reminding me. I appreciate you reminding me that today is Confucius' birthday. Now I got to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Now I
got to
get drunk.
Ron.
It's Confucius' birthday. Damn it.
It's
I almost
Ron.
Forgot. Thanks
it's
for reminding me.
Sorry.
Ron.
Sorry about that.
Ron.
Did you say Confucius?
Yeah. Ron.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
A lot of people. Here's an echo and stuff.
Somebody's in a studio and it's not Ron's.
No.
Yeah, I'm checking. Still there? If you get muted, I'll bring you back. I'm looking for you. Is that better?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So the echo gone?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
But the echo's gone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, I found it. I found the person.
How come all Fox isn't talking?
I think
I
he's just
that
muted.
Dumbass is the echo. Oh, no, he's very interested in getting his point across.
Yeah, he's very interested in sucking all the air out of the room. Brown Beasel here. Are you going to tell us, give us some social commentary on the Ron Reck show about how people talk over each other and they're rude and they're this and they're that?
It happens. It happens. It's a human condition. People
I
want
understand.
To be heard.
But that's your
it happens on. It happens on other shows as well.
Oh, it happens
the social
on
social commentary. I guess everybody feels what they have to say.
Well,
is
no,
most
but I've noticed that you like
time.
To give social commentary all the time. You tell everybody how they talk over. They don't. They know they're talking over each other. Listen.
You know, but I'm as guilty as everyone else. So I'd hate to. You know,
really?
You can't really point one finger out of the world. You have three.
You
points.
Don't consider yourself to be a dumbass.
No, I've done some dumb shit, but I really don't consider myself to be a dumbass.
I think that a lot of the people.
I mean, I think a lot
show,
of people have done dumb
oh,
shit.
Oh, if you want to hear dumbasses, you stick around, and
right.
If Perry comes around, you're going to get even more. Don't worry.
Right. I like to think.
Are you
way
telling me?
Think.
Are you telling me that these people really sat there and argued about some fight on TV?
I think sometimes people can just argue about everything because they're just argumentative. Yeah. Some folks, I'm argumentative, but you know it's kind of like a sport, and I don't know. I like to think that.
Are
I
you still in jail?
Well, yeah, but
right.
That's
so
why
won't
we had the fight though.
My,
but
so
we had the
one
fight.
Less, you're one less person to show up at my door. Is that right?
Until November.
Really?
But don't worry, you're cool. You're cool. I'm not.
Listen. Hey, I invite the Jehovah Witnesses in, so you know why not.
Yeah. Well, I won't.
Jehovah Witnesses like talking to Jewish people.
They like talking to everybody.
Yeah, but they like talking to Jewish people because.
Well, how do they know they're talking to Jewish people?
Because of the Old Testament, because they know a lot when it comes to that.
They have their little booklets. They started avoiding my door after a while. I don't ever let them in though.
Who was the Echo, if I may ask?
I don't know.
We know that it's eliminated.
I'm guessing it was All Facts. He sounds like an echoey kind of guy.
Jerry, stop trying to start trouble.
Do I need to start trouble? Really?
Comedian night tonight.
Well, how about that?
All over the world, people spent $75 and really got ripped off. That's like a major crime.
Oh, how long was the fight? Was it 20 seconds?
No, it went the full 12 rounds, so full 12.
So why is that a waste of money?
It just what
you talking about, man? It's a fight.
Well, you got a fight.
Hey, Drew, I'm about to call your house and fuck with you. How about that, dumb bitch?
And he wouldn't be the first.
A fireball in Baltimore. I'm going to bring a fireball up in Pennsylvania.
Good. Pile on.
Excuse me, Beasley.
Yes, ma'am.
Someone would like to for you to talk about your experience being incarcerated.
Now hold on a second.
I'll be brief.
Let this dude Jew get on his fucking ad, man? He don't like to talk about nothing but fuck everything up, yeah.
I'm sorry. Is Joe a word?
I don't know him, but he sounds real calm to me. He sounds real smoothing, and you know, there's other people that
so calm, Beasley, I could turn your blood cold.
It's scary.
The Xanax
sounds real
calm to me.
What exactly does this person want to know about being inside? Because you know, this isn't like
in the chat room. They asked you a question.
I'm not in San Quentin or anything. I'm in a private facility. For nonviolent, mostly white collar criminals, some tax offenders. You know, a couple of drug kingpins. It's not a very, you know, these are some highbrow people. Most of the people here, you know, still have enterprises and things going on the outside, at least in my area.
May I ask a question?
It's been sobering. Things are pretty expensive getting from the outside to the in. I'm out of Crown Royal. I think it's like $45 for a half gallon for 1.75 liters out in the world.
Half gallon?
1.75 liters. We call it roughly a half gallon.
I must commend you, though, on drinking Crown Royal. If I'm going to drink anything, it'll be that.
Well, good.
Crown Royal is excellent. May I interject at all?
But it's $3.50 in here. So, you know, there's quite a bit of profiteering going on. These guys are, you know, like the ultimate capitalists. But
how much for Canadian Club?
The 12-year-old Canadian Club, they had that last time around, but I don't like it as much as the Crown.
I have a picture in my head of somebody walking around with a little cart like they do in the hospitals with magazines and candy and whatnot. Is it like that in prison?
Not here. Here you order through the guards for most of the stuff, and then we find that the
commissary.
Yeah. Well, Cammy, that you can't get liquor through the commissary or some of the other things. I got an iPad here.
No, then, of course not.
Yeah,
you're actually in prison. Yeah. Oh, you're in prison?
Yeah. That, you didn't know?
I didn't know prisoners can have cell phones and can chat and say. It's amazing.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That guy in Maryland? That guy in Maryland with the black gang, the BGF gang? He had a
BMF.
He had a drug thing. No, he was a whatever he was. he had four of those, he had children with four of those guards. He said he was making $15,000 a week.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You talking about Big Meech? Yeah, from Baltimore.
No,
yeah,
no,
from
I'm
Baltimore.
Talking about some guy in Maryland. I don't know his name. He hit the news this year, and he had children with four of the guards.
Women, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, what's the big surprise? Cell phones. We got an iPad. I got an iPad. I watched a fight on an iPad. I probably live better in here than some of you are living out there. Don't.
Sounds like it to me.
No.
You can't
say that.
Michael Halifax lives in Baltimore. I believe you live better than anybody living in Baltimore.
Wow.
Our tax dollars are just going to like the
Baltimore
makes me itch.
Oh, a rectal itch? Yeah, Baltimore.
No, no, no. Just thinking about Baltimore makes me itch. I've seen the corner. I've seen the wire. Have you seen the wire? Baltimore's great.
Right, but that's not. But that's not all of Baltimore.
No, I'm sure there's some nice
Baltimore.
I'm sure there's some nice parts.
Right, When I watch a story or something in a movie about New York, New York seems like a dangerous place.
But in LA, they have those cars that bounce up and down. That makes up for everything. I love those cars that bounce up and down.
So
low riders. Yes.
Yeah. I don't live down my mother's basement, though. I would create a car that is open and put a bar in it. I've seen this in Thailand, but put a bar in it. Then when somebody wants their drink shaken, not stirred, just
so
bounce that sucker up and down.
What are you in jail for?
Oh, my God. Here she comes. She's going to throw a
I don't know who's asking me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll tell you. It's already on paper.
Is ABC on? He's calling in.
Yes, I'm the one just asked about that question.
Let me ask you something. You wouldn't be doing that now. If you was in another country, you would not be having a cell phone and being able to be on luxury. So aren't you glad to be an American right now? Because if you was in another country, would you be able to do this?
Given a choice to be in Baltimore, I would say, what's the point of talking about how you're asking, I'm glad I'm not down your mother's basement.
I'd rather be in Baltimore.
I was kind of curious as to, you said you were in jail for white collar crime?
I got him muted. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to talk to Beasley, to Mr. Beasley.
Okay. Beasley, you on?
Hello, ABC.
Hi, Ant. I appreciate
Beasley.
Are you there, Mr. Beasley?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Beasley, are you on?
Let me see, find him. Trying to find him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, this is Jay.
All right, hold on, Jay.
Okay.
Antoinette.
Hi, Sister Agonia.
Is Jay and AABBCC the same person?
No, ABC is on now. ABC?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Agonia.
Hi there.
Oh, I liked what I was hearing from you earlier, and I'd like to speak with you sometime, too, maybe on my show.
Okay, thank you. You let me know what I'll get the information from Antoinette, the title of your show.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, you can tell me so I can. What's the name of it?
It's the ABC show.
Okay. That's easy to remember. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Sister Agonia, okay. I can't tell you love ABC. I just love him. I've been listening to him for years.
Well, I look forward to checking it out. What time do you guys come on?
Yeah, and I'll get with Antoinette. I don't want to sit here and plug my show or anything like that. But
I thought we were in the green room.
Oh, no. I don't know.
No, we're in.
No,
we're
no,
live.
You're on the air.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. All right, oops. I found him. There he is.
Okay.
Sorry,
Okay.
ABC's want to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Mr. Beasley, if you're okay with that.
You can ask them. I don't really not sure who you are or, you know, are you. You have to answer this question honestly.
No, I understand.
I'm about to ask you. You're not a member of, like, law enforcement or probation or any federal agency, are you?
Absolutely not. And I
all right.
No, this is the Internet. Anybody can say anything. So.
Right, but at least I have. Look, I get out of here in November, dude. I'm not trying to screw my thing up, you know.
No, I hear you. And let me just say, man, I'm just curious. I don't know anybody in jail. I haven't spent any time with anybody in jail, so, you know.
I haven't before 22 months ago either, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, there's just a couple of questions I want to ask you. First off, you know, you don't have to get into any details, but you alluded to some white collar crime type of stuff.
That's what they said. That's yeah.
Well, just you know, I kind of wonder about. What it sounds like is you're kind of a privileged prisoner. I mean, you're in there. You're talking about getting Crown Royal, and it's not. One of these
I've been privileged, you know, throughout periods of my life. I've had some bumps in the road. This is like the biggest thing I've ever been faced with to overcome. But, you know, I'm confident that I'll be able to redeem myself.
How long have you been in?
This is 22 months this month.
Man. So did you grow up privileged?
You know something, compared to how some of the kids are being brought up today, I had a father and I had a, you know, my parents split, but they each, you know, got with new people. So I actually had like two fathers and two mothers, and I had grandparents. So, and they were, you know, they were all good people. Nobody was really like criminal or drug addict or anything. So,
all right.
So privileged, I would say, you know, middle class.
Well, you know, anybody that ends up in one of those kind of prisons that you're in, it seems like...
Well,
this has anything...
I'm a grown man, and anything any reason why I'm here has nothing to do with my folks.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely nothing at all, no.
Right.
And it's not nothing at all. I earned this ticket.
Okay. Well, no, and that's fine. Just, you know, curiosity. When you talk about a minimum, as opposed to maximum prison, you're in a minimum... state prison. It sounds like, you know, you must have connections or privilege or something.
No connections. It's kind of, you know, if you're not violent,
right?
If you're not, that makes a big difference. If you're not violent, and you know, when you go before the court, you make as best a presentation as you can.
So,
no, it's true. You make as best a presentation you can.
Well, I mean,
after they give you the time, they have a points thing in the federal system. And they look at your past criminal history. Violence is an important thing. If there were guns involved, and you know, of course, private counsel helps.
Right.
And then I guess, you know, something. The people that they feel are redeemable, they're not going to have as hard a time.
No, right. So
exactly, at least by the system. Now, the people in here is a whole different thing. You've got to operate by a certain code, you know.
No, look, and I can understand. So let me go ahead and expand this into your worldview. You know, you're in this, and you did.
You have an agenda. You have an agenda here.
No,
come on, I'll be your guinea pig. Let's do it.
I hear you. Look, I understand what you're saying.
You owe me one, though. You owe me one.
Here it is. It's not my show, and I got a limited amount of time, so I'm curious. I want to try to, you know, get an idea of somebody that's in jail for some white collar stuff, how you think about how the world works and all this kind of stuff.
I'm on record. I've been talking on some of these shows lately, but anything you'd like to ask me about, I'm much more comfortable with that than talking about my situation.
And it's cool. I'm not trying to get into your personal stuff so much. I want to get
you already have. I mean, but it's all right.
Hold on. Well, so what I want to try to find out now is how you look at the world. Do you think that, you know, justice is fair to everybody?
Of course not.
You don't think
so? It's just us. It's a
okay.
See, you know something? I'll tell you something. I'll give you a quick story. When Roy Black, who's a famous lawyer down in the Miami area, after he got the Kennedy kid off for that rape, you remember? It was in the 90s.
Yeah, actually, I do remember that. Yeah.
One of the Kennedy kid got a rape case. He probably raped the girl. He beat the case. And when they asked Roy Black, and this is the best answer I've heard,
You know, if there's something wrong with our justice system when something like this can take place. He said, you have to realize our justice system is a smaller part of the larger dominant system in our society here, and which is the capitalistic system. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, that sounds...
It got a couple of bucks. Point. For instance, if Joe Blow is picked up off the street and charged with a crime and given a bail, if he doesn't have the money to bail out, he will be in custody until he's brought forth for charges. He will guaranteed get a trillion times better representation if he has money to pay for a lawyer instead of relying on a busy public defender who's just looking to move files off of his desk. So
here's the question. I agree with what you just said there. That makes sense, and I do believe that's the way it works. It's about money. And, you know, when you point out those kind of – that's injustice is what it is, you know. If you ain't got the money, you don't get the same kind of justice.
It's part of the capitalistic system. And if people don't keep that in mind, they're going to feel like it's injustice. And it can be – it is injustice when you don't have money. This is America. Yeah.
Well, it's injustice, period. It's either, you know, we either stick with what's right and wrong, or, you know, you pay for being right. I mean, but the question I would ask you is, how do you think that manifests throughout society then? If we know that society is such that, you know, you got to have money to get a fair trial or to get, you know, to get off.
Look, it determines everything. We try not to focus on it too much. But it determines everything. It determines where you live. If you have children, it determines how you live, what you're able to eat, what you're able to drive, the associations that you have. It determines where your kids go to school, which is it could be a good determiner on where they're going to end up in life.
Okay,
go ahead.
Look, I agree with what you're talking about. I like
right.
Spend more time with you, but I don't want to take up any more time with them here. I just want to ask you this last couple of questions. How old are you, and are you black or white?
I'm not going to answer either one of those questions.
let me tell you why I asked you that. Because
let me tell you a little bit of something. Nothing is just black and white.
Look, I know that, man. I'm a grown man too. But my
right,
point.
Then why would you ask me a question like
let
that?
Let me tell you why. I was
because you're unsure I got you off balance?
No, because I think
you're... Let me just put it to you like this. Out on the streets, I'm internationally known, nationally... Listen to me.
I'm trying to...
Out on the streets, I'm internationally known,
okay,
nationally respected, and locally accepted. I got more game than Vandy Camp Pork, got pork and beans, and more flavor than a motherfucking hour later.
Okay.
All you got to do is make your next move your best move. It'd be all smooth, you dig? When all the buildings in New York fall, Brown Beasley still be standing tall.
So don't ever
question if I'm a soul brother or not.
Ever in your life,
whether I'm a soul brother or not, just because I speak proper English. Ever in your motherfucking life, don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Why do you say that because of the way you speak? You don't.
That's why you asked the question.
I was trying to answer why I asked you that question. The reason I asked. Is because you're in a minimum state prison from what
not
you say.
State, federal.
Whatever it is. You know, some low-level prison where you can get cognac and all this kind of shit. But you sound
he's
like
Club Fed.
Yeah, Club Fed. And you sound like an older guy. And
I try to sound mature to you. I mean, older is relative.
Look, like I said, it's all the internet, man. For all I know, you're a six-year-old girl, you know. But you sound...
See, if you were to call me that in here, I would have to go out of character and stick a plastic fork in your neck. and then come on, be respectful. Be respectful. I'm answering your questions.
I asked you a simple question. How old were you?
You really don't understand how it works in here.
Give me 2 seconds to say what
don't
I want to say.
Don't you know somebody can poke you in your eye?
Yeah, well, look.
With their finger and try to pull your eye. For even joking like that? Even
look,
in a minimum security prison?
Okay. All right. I accept it. All I was saying is the only reason I brought that up is because it sounds like you got a little privilege by being in there. And since you have you've been around it, and what we just discussed, you explained about the justice system, I think you understand it, and I think that, you know, you would have a view of this is how the world works. And in that context, you know,
I've kind of had an idea like that since I was 16. I'm much older than 16.
Well,
my grandfather told me that.
Most people ain't got that idea.
They're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look.
We're not talking about rocket scientists or anything that, you know, that difficult right here.
I agree with you, man.
This is basic shit. This is common sense.
Hey, check out my show on Fridays. I want to talk to you more. I don't want to take up any more time here on Ron's show.
Can you put a couple of bucks on my books?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Well, that's reasonable.
Hey, thanks, Ron, for letting me talk to him for a little bit. Hey, it's good talking to you.
Hey, brother, anytime.
Take care.
All right, man.
ABC?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? Now, look, Payday would love him.
Oh,
Payday
yeah.
Monsanto. Can you see Payday Monsanto doing a song with him?
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm still waiting for him to do the one with Gil Scott-Heron.
Yeah.
All Facts, you seem like a pretty nice guy. Why is All Facts so angry like this? I've only been around a week, and I just kind of, like, push my way in this world that you guys have. He seemed like a real cool dude when I was on his show, but he seems to be like getting into trouble all over the place.
No, All Facts is
not trouble, but it's you're going to say something politically correct. Listen to what he's saying right here in the chat room. I'm looking.
He's a provocateur.
Is he angry or something?
No. He just want to start some stuff. That's all. He ain't got nothing.
He's a provocateur.
Yeah, he's just a provocateur.
He says, people who don't show their face on the net, I don't trust them. I don't believe them. You just don't trust anybody on the net. That's the same possibility. It's like going to jail. You don't trust a bunch of damn strangers and criminals. They're not that smart in Baltimore. The only smart guy in Baltimore was probably Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell.
Mr. Beasley.
Yes, ma'am.
You said you have an iPad with you?
Yeah.
So that means you can look stuff up on the internet and everything?
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat room through my iPad. I got a cell phone. I'm talking on the cell phone.
Okay. Well, I asked you for a reason. Have you ever heard of Jean Keating? Jean Keating.
Doesn't ring a bell off the top of my head. Who is it, a man or a woman?
It's a man, and I think you would probably be very interested in reading his prison treatise.
Oh, man, you know what? Once I'm out of here, I read all kinds of other stuff. I come on these shows to get away from thinking about this stuff, but I'll Google it right now. Let me minimize
It's deep. I think you'd be really interested in it, too.
Well,
he
probably was in some hardcore prison where they've got, like, shank fights.
No,
no,
please. He's deep.
Keating.
He's got some videos on YouTube, too. He does some seminars.
He does everything. The mortgage, the UCC. He's one of the privates. Sorry. This is a woman here.
No, it's a man. You're looking for a man. Gene Keating. Yeah,
K-E-A-N-G. I'm going to put Gene Keating's in jail and let's see what we get.
He's not in jail.
But here it is, his prison treatise.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's it. Prison treatise.
I'm here, but I'm not like on no deep, you know, Soledad Brothers thing. I've read that too and everything. All right, I'll give it a go.
He's a little bit more technical about how the bonds and the securities work and how they run through the bid bonds, the performance bonds, and all that kind of stuff, you know, how they have the CUSIP number for all the cases, even for support cases. Every case has a CUSIP number, which is owned by the banking association, and the judge is really a banker. He's not a judge. He's running the bankruptcy for the United States. That's what that's all about. So you were right.
I'll give it a look, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you'll find it very interesting. I think you will.
Makes perfect sense. You know, when they the statute in the when the slaves
hey,
were
excuse
free.
Me. Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Hey, Beasley, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just put a link in the chat room. Take a look at that one. That'll really get you interested. It's a quick. It's about a 1 hour or something video, but I did a little work with this, so check that out. You'll like it. You'll dig the shit out of this. It's what happened to the Constitution. You'll dig it. Trust me.
Appreciate
a lot about federal prison.
Better than getting a book. It's better than somebody sending you a book. Yeah, I feel strongly about that.
Right. Yeah, but check that link out, man. You'll like it. You really will.
It's up. It's up right now. I'm gonna.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna. Okay. Wait to skip the ad, and then I'm gonna freeze it, and then I'm gonna minimize it.
Yeah, save it for later. Got my earplugs. Yeah, let me know what
I'm
you think about it.
I'm worried about all facts. He needs an intervention. You see, the other day I was on a show, and I bumped it was a misunderstanding with the host. He's a cool guy, Mr. Talk. Mm-hmm. And I misunderstood something because there were so many people talking. I thought he said something and someone else had said it, and I mistook it the wrong way. But, I forgot exactly what I was going to say. Oh, I said, you know what? I don't need to do this right now. I'm going to leave you codependents alone. And there were like maybe 10 people on the line, but only one person. It is a codependency. You know, this is stuff. It's an addictive thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not that it's
absolutely.
A bad thing. But
it's
some
it's
heavy
mental,
information
right.
getting dropped on this shit. You're not going to be able to bump into people in the street and talk about some of the conversation that goes on. So I'm not knocking it like that. But the only person that spoke of the people that were on the line
right.
was all facts. And I don't dislike him, but he seemed to take offense to it, like more than anybody else. And I
right.
don't know.
Right.
Well,
I
had an amazing
like,
experience.
It's like a mix of Tourette's
program.
It's a mix of.
I just
it's
think
a mix
it,
of Tourette's and Down syndrome and ADHD all in one.
So he's on mute. He probably wants to attack me now, but I'm just going to tell the truth. He can attack me all he wants. I actually kind of like to do
right.
that. He had a good.
Well, tell you what.
Pretty cool.
We're gonna go.
Let him in.
Going in overtime
let's
again,
go ahead
kids.
And turn
so.
This part. Let's go ahead and get this part
I'm,
started.
I'm open the gates up.
Okay.
I'm opening the gallery. So hang on.
Okay,
we're gallery.
Here we
go.
All right.
Yep.
Ron, what happened?
They're waiting for somebody to make the first move.
And he probably muted himself while he unmuted everybody else.
Oh.
Oh, man, I feel like
right
I'm unwelcome. I'm not unwelcome here.
You know there you're welcome. Like, oh, somebody got background.
Beasley, I got one question for you.
Somebody got
Everybody's
background.
Everybody's got a question. Right? You know you're
I just got one simple
question.
Go ahead,
not a problem.
You.
Ask a question. I appreciate it.
Everybody wants to ask a question of Beasley.
How are you going to the Raiders game tomorrow? Because I heard you mention earlier in the week that you got tickets.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Thank you very much.
This guy tried to... He's trying to steal my shine. But it's all right. And two very knowledgeable guys. Well,
all lines are open.
Be locked up, man. All facts. Jesus,
can you recite your number,
man?
Can you recite your number?
Who's this talking?
35.
Talk a little too much of being fucking locked up. Man, that man ain't in jail, man.
Everybody's fascinated. It's like watching cops.
Oh, Jew, man. Jew, shut the fuck up, Jew.
I'm trying to...
the fucking mouth, man. You always run your goddamn mouth, man. You know I'm outside
right.
your house right now.
You should tell me more.
I got donuts, what? Too, motherfucker. You know what I'm going to do?
Better have Krispy Kreme.
Face, shoot him in your face.
Better show up with Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah. I'm right here in your yard right now. You don't see me outside? Go look out your window.
He said don't come... Don't come with the bullshit donuts. Come with the real deal if you come.
I'm in front of Jew House
now.
Bring
two cups of coffee.
Said,
two cups of coffee.
If you come with Dunkin' Donuts, I won't answer the door. He said you better bring some Krispy Kreme.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme
rock.
They are.
Dunkin' 45s. Come on, 2-2-3s.
Like, 2-2-3s.
The worst thing I ever done to the Jewish community, the worst thing I ever done was turn the dreidel into a pipe.
You know what, you throw it at Jew too. I even sung the song while I did it.
Well,
that dreidel good, man. That should smoke good, don't it?
Yeah, ain't you ever seen South Park? They do that song on the dreidel.
Yeah.
You know, dreidel, I made you out of clay.
You know what? They taught that in school, the Jewish culture. And you had the menorah, and you had the spin, the tap.
It's an echo.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I just want to say, bring all facts. That dude is mad as hell. We need to hear what he got to
say. I'm muted myself.
Listen, y'all. We have 15 minutes left.
Oh, no.
Please call it. Excuse me, Jew.
Please tell me.
Please tell me
it will never end.
Fine. Lord have mercy. Every time I open up my mouth, you need to open yours.
Damn, Jew. You know you got a red dot on your forehead at this moment. Damn, be quiet. You don't want the red dot to stay on you.
It can't ever end, Antoinette. Please tell me it won't end.
Michael, Jew, please. All right, folks, we got 15 minutes left. Oh, Lord, y'all may be doing it without me. The call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. Please call in if you want to be a part of the show or if you want to listen to the show. And, of course, the chat room is always open to you. And whoever has their mic open or whatever that you can hear at the show, please mute yourself or mute that so that we don't hear both of them. Thank you. Oh, and the number's in the chat room.
Hmm. Oh, well, thank you so much for that. Please never let the show end. It's so nourishing.
Yeah,
it's the highlight of my week.
Well,
the highlight
you. I'm
of my
glad
day.
That it is. Thank you. I'm glad that it is.
It nourishes my brain, my
okay,
culture.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the
cultural, how is the South Side of Philly doing? How's South Side of Philly?
Cultural.
Huh. South Side of Philly doing all right?
Complexity of this show keeps me on my toes.
I'm South Side of Philly, man. How
keeps
you doing over there in Philly,
me
man?
Thinking.
You doing all right?
Well, Michael Hood, I'll be eating dinner in South Philly. Why don't you come find me Monday night after my
You know what? I am going to find. You know what? I'm going to have cameras. I'm recorded now because I don't want no cops coming to get me.
Well,
and right. We're going to film it.
Bingo.
Oh, yeah. I'm a filmer. I'm going to have them on YouTube because I don't want to get in no trouble now. I'm going to have you on fucking YouTube.
All right. Now be quiet.
Okay, Jew. I'm going to have you on YouTube now. So
all
you
right.
Try me now. If
all
you
right,
try
now.
Me, I got
all
you
right.
On camera. I got you on camera if you try me.
All right.
You better not try me because I'm going to have three cameras
all
on.
All right. I'll be eating dinner in South Philly.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to be there the same place you go to. We're going to have the cameras
you
all set up.
You hurry up and get there.
All right.
I'll give you a hint. It's near the Italian market.
Sounds like a date to me. I know exactly where you at. All
right. Would you bring donuts?
I know exactly where you go. I know your whole damn routine.
All right.
Okay.
What is this turning into?
Listen, do you know how I like my coffee, my food?
What the hell is going on?
Do you know how I like my coffee?
Oh, I like to know that myself.
You like it dumb. That's what you do. You like your coffee dumb.
You have my whole
what
routine down.
Hell,
listen, that's not a secret. Everybody knows how I like my coffee. Please, Ron.
Hey,
tell me it'll never
where
end.
Where you been, man? Where you been, Jew?
Oh, is that you, ABC?
Yeah. I'm lost for words. Haven't heard you in a while.
Oh,
keep
well.
Keep it underground.
I don't go to Jermaine's show, ever.
Well, no, I know a couple of places. I think Perry's show and some other places, everybody's like, That damn Jews drive me crazy. And they don't
you
want
know
you
they
around.
Talk about me when I'm not even there.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know what it is they didn't catch on from the beginning. All it is just, you know, once you see that the Jew is messing around, you just shut them down and say, look, screw that shit and cut them off.
I got a problem.
Talk real
ABC, I live rent-free in all their heads. Name. They cannot help themselves.
That's what the problem is with
I have my choice
of heads
to live in
name.
Any night
don't
of the week.
Don't go and slander my name at all, Jew.
Hey, listen
do
to
not
Michael
come
Hood.
In chat rooms using my name, man. Okay.
I think all
listen
of,
to Michael
I
Hood.
Think
I'm
all
living
of
in Michael Hood.
I think all of you are going to need an intervention from this, from these shows.
That's one thing I don't like, man.
Guys,
Beasley, hold up, Beasley. This is something different, man. This is some real shit, man. Let me tell you, do not use my fucking name. If you want to come in the chat room, you could talk shit about me all fucking day with your regular name. But don't go in chat room trying to use my fucking name.
How could I use your name, Mike?
Jew, man, Jew. I hear everything on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not fucking stupid. I've been around a long time. Do not use my fucking name in the chat room, man. I swear to God, man, if you use my
like
name in chat rooms, man.
Would you like to put up that up
nah,
over stupid or not up for discussion?
All day with your name, but when you come in there using my fucking screen name, there's problems, Jew.
Do you own your screen name?
Yeah, I own that motherfucking name. Hell yeah, I own it.
Oh, okay.
Don't use my damn name,
can
man.
Can anybody log in?
Real cheap, man. You get your ass fucked up, man.
Can anybody log in?
Don't use it. Just don't use my damn screen name. You can come
no,
in and
I didn't
talk
ask you that. I asked you, can anybody log in with your screen
other
name?
Shows acting like you mean shit and you saying
that's
some crazy ass
up.
Shit.
Can anybody log in with your screen name?
Don't use
you.
It, man. I swear to God, man. Do not use it, man.
Michael Hood. Play. Question. Earth to Michael Hood.
Verbal combat. I hate that shit, man. If you're going to talk shit, man, use your regular name. Don't come in there with other people's names and shit and come in the chat room and shit. Don't do that, man. That shit ain't cool, man.
Is that bothering
hey,
you?
Hey, Michael Hood.
I would never do that shit. I would never go in there with somebody else's name.
You would? I do it all the time. I do
hey,
it.
Hey,
come on,
hey,
man.
Michael.
Don't use my name.
Hey, Hood.
What do you think? You're special?
You know, you understand that this is the internet, right? Can't control it.
Huh?
Right.
You said what?
You understand that this is the internet, right?
I don't give a fuck if it's the internet or not, motherfucker. Fuck that. Don't use my damn name. What the fuck is you, man? Don't use my goddamn name, man.
People can do it all day long, man. What you gonna do
with it? I don't give a fuck. You want to do something with it?
Oh,
you
God.
I
should sell combat lessons. I've been doing this too long. By letting him know. Mr. Hood, let me just tell you something. By letting him know it agitates you so much is
yo,
probably going to lead him to do it some more to agitate you.
I don't give a fuck. You can talk
but
shit about
you,
me all day, but don't use my name, man.
All right. I'm trying to give you some advice
you
from
you
a...
Come and see me. I'll come and see you. You want me to come and see you?
So now, all of a sudden,
he's going to come and see you with
I'll fly to your ass right now. I'll fly right there. We can handle the shit. Motherfuckers, man. Everybody talk that hard shit on the internet. They hard and do this and do that. They ain't hard.
I'm going to get
you with
all
that. Don't
get
that bullshit. Don't use my goddamn name no more.
Block talk gangsters, huh? Block talk gangsters.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the language
is. You ain't got no goddamn hands, man. You can't fight. You can't do no shit. You ain't got no hands on you, man. You ain't got no goddamn hands.
You gotta get back to the problem.
We don't need no pistols right now,
Father. We gotta lead the police. How are you,
man?
How are you gonna learn? How are you gonna learn?
I'll knock your ass out, bitch.
All facts set.
Black said what about Obamacare on October 1st? Where's all facts, man? He got to get up in this argument. Let him in here for a minute.
And the Masons and stuff. And it sounds like you know a little bit of something. But, you know, when you come on here and go off like that, man, you just throw everything out the window.
Well, you know, he might have some information. I don't know. I've interacted with him a little bit. But, you know, it's mind over matter, you know.
Right,
you know,
right,
you
right.
can't, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. This shit is not that serious. And if it is that serious, you need somebody, you need to log, whoever needs to log off and get a breath of fresh air.
All
put this shit in perspective. This shit's the fucking That's me. Then again, I'm only
you're fucking dead to the serious.
That's like me going to, every fucking chat room and use your damn name.
That's a fucked up thing, but the more you let them know you're angry about it, the more he's going to do it again to infuriate you as you're threatening
him. I come in there Brown Beasley. I come in there ABC.
Man, you know what? You can have Brown Beasley. Brown Beasley is a username on the internet. I can make up another one.
I come in there ABCC and all that motherfucker shit, man.
Homie, anger management. Anger management.
Pull him up and drop him off at Bellevue. What do you think?
Some anger management.
You haven't heard anybody go off with such ferocity.
Where's Murray at, man?
The ferocity.
See how I laugh? I'm always happy.
The pent-up aggression. You need to masturbate.
But I think Michael Hood's like 18.
He's in Chicago.
Who's in Chicago?
Jesse Jackson.
Period.
He needs to masturbate too.
Jesse.
Everybody say you ain't.
What do you think, Anthony? Should everybody masturbate? I think that'd be a great idea.
I want to
log in with some name that looks like yours, Michael Hood, and masturbate while I'm doing it.
Come on.
Now he's taunting you.
Nice.
See what you did?
Just.
No, tomorrow, everybody's going to, there's going to be like 10 Michael Hoods all over the blog.
I don't think it's funny. Let me stop, because I don't dislike Michael Hood. I don't know Michael Hood.
Stick around.
So Michael Hood is not listening to the wisdom, and you will suffer. If you choose to suffer, let me say one more time, mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Michael,
put this shit in perspective.
He slid off his cracker.
We'll find out. You don't know, boy. You will find out.
I'll be in South Philly having dinner outside Monday night.
Michael Hood's going to be wearing.
Hell, I might even be wearing a Michael Hood mask.
All right, now, I'm going to have cameras on you now. Don't get crazy now.
What am I doing with a Michael Hood mask?
Back me up. Then know that I won't go.
All right, wait.
If I talk like you, I'm going to get slapped.
We all start screaming.
Come on, Ron. Go ahead and take back over, Ron.
I need to speak for a minute. You got 3 minutes left to call in if you want to hang out for the next hour on this retarded, crazy show. This is the Ron Rex Show live on BTR, brought to you by A&T Incorporated.
Saturday night special.
It's the Mike Brown show.
In 4 minutes, we go to the religious hour with your host, the Pope.
We going to the religious hour? We going to church?
The new Pope. I bet you he doesn't wear a Michael Hood hood.
You said what?
The Pope will be our keynote speaker.
Oh, all right.
And the church will be taking donations.
Guess we'll be quiet now.
And he will be debated by the Antichrist.
Hey, Ron, can I beat the shit out of him?
Go right ahead. Knock yourself out.
I'm in Philly right now. Got cameras with me.
Can I give you an address to Michael Hood?
Record it. We're going to record it and put this shit on fucking film. So no excuses, Jew, now. Don't want to hear no shit. Jew, you cannot lie at all because you're going to be on tape.
You will be videotaped now. No lying now. You can't lie to nobody and say this will happen because you're going to be on tape.
Yeah.
Okay, now, we're going to follow you. We're going to follow you to your gas station.
Do you realize what you're doing right now, young? Do you realize what you're doing right now? Do you realize by making threats to people over
this
the net?
This is a fucking threat. What the fuck are you talking about? It's a threat.
Now I'm trying to tell you something. You know too much. Go ahead.
Well, I'm talking about
you're making threats to, you're making threats to a ghost.
Man, fuck right. That shit, man.
Handle your business. Handle your business. You go ahead.
Film it. I can film anything I want to film on the street.
Right. Go mow them all down.
Yeah.
You got 90 seconds. Call in.
You talking about me?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the threat. That's what that's not a threat. First of all,
you know, you people names, man. Yeah, they told me about you, man. Motherfuckers on Blog Talk Radio told me about you and told them they was using my name, man.
Am I?
Don't use my name on no other chat room, man. I'm telling you, real talk. Do not use my name, because, man, people talk. I got all information on Blog Talk Radio, man. Do not run your mouth, man. Don't nobody care, Mike. What are you talking about, ABC? Who care what you got to say, man?
I'm telling you, don't nobody care what you got
to
say.
I mean, who are you supposed to be, man?
You know what? How are we going to solve the problems? If we was in charge of America, how would we be able to get things done with this mayhem, brothers and sisters?
Well, some people ain't trying to talk about nothing anyway. They're just messing around.
That gentleman, yet. He sounds like a little bit.
Unmute the brother, all facts. Let him talk. Here we go. It's Sunday. Are y'all going to church today to worship and give your money to the Lord Jesus Christ?
I'll tell you that. That would be a great prayer.
Huh?
That would be a great prayer.
Pay your debt to Jesus Christ, the Lord Savior.
We're gathered here today by the power of the Lord.
Lord Jehovah, the greatest of them all, because God told Jesus to come and save us and die.
For our sins.
Sins that we never did yet. Because they predicted we was going to be sinners.
Oh, you are.
What seems to be the problem with your brother? Why do you feel so much of ill repute running through your veins of your heart? Why do you feel like the world is coming to the end? You got to think through, brother. I want you to dig deep in your pocket. I want you to go real deep in your pocket. And I want you to pull out the love that you have for the Lord so we can continue on broadcasting on the air live to you to save other souls. We got to help them. You know, we got to keep going on. We got to proceed on. We got to save more people, but you got to dig deep. We want to ask them to dig deep.
Yeah,
we want to ask them to give their credit cards, PayPal accounts, Visa, MasterCard. We accept anything in a love gift. It's a love gift. In fact, right now, I will give you a can of dried rice.
In the name of Lord Jesus.
It's guaranteed to go to heaven. If you act right now, if you get on Expedia.com and look up our site, we can get you a trip to heaven for 2-for-1 fare this week only for the
first class.
So right now, don't be fucking get that money out.
You know, first class, they give you seats on the way to heaven. Remember that show, Highway to Heaven, with Michael Landon?
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Ron.
Yes.
That was scary. Was that you?
Yes, that was me.
That reminded me of my ex-husband.
That's Sister Bologna.
Oh,
that's why
thank
he's
you.
Your ex-husband,
I'll remember
huh?
that.
That was scary. I'm. That was.
Flashback.
After my tools, he started talking like that shit.
Flashback.
That's my Jimmy Swagger.
Yes, ma'am.
You're still with us. You're still not with us.
Yeah, it'll probably drop me. It usually drops just before the end.
Yeah.
The end is coming.
Tonight on PBS. Tonight on PBS. We will be studying the aspect of religion on tonight on PBS. After National Geographic, we'll be looking at religion again. Is it bullshit or is it real? You decide. Only on PBS. Brought to viewers like you. Donate. From the Rec Foundation.
What's,
from the Jew Foundation.
What's the gentleman that be on the 700 Club? You know, the older man that he's always saying.
For the Beasley Federal Prison Inmate Outreach Foundation.
A corporation. All churches are corporations.
501c3.
All churches are corporations. Yes, please be alert.
What have you guys figured out on
it's
this
a household
McBride
name.
Dude? On this McBride dude and his intergalactic peace mission to the world that he gets chosen for, and you got to go through him because he has that little key thing.
Well, I haven't really been focusing on the man. I've been focusing on the document. I'm still studying the document. I'm up to page 20 now. I haven't read it all the way through because I'm taking my.
Did he write the document?
Yeah, there was the Universal Postal Treaty for the Americas. That was the document we were supposed to be studying, but we kind of got off on a different, you know, track. And they went Monday through Wednesday, and then we finally touched on the document, but we didn't really get to get deep into it. There's 36 pages. So I'm never focused on the man. I'm focusing on the concept and the document as far as, you know, to find out what it is. A lot of questions too.
What it is? What it bees like?
Yeah.
What it Beasley? What it Beasley like?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Ron.
Oh God! Every
yes, ma'am.
Off that woman like a red blanket all over the top.
I can't. I know.
Yeah, the echo chamber. I unmuted myself. It ain't us.
All fact that he wants to be unmuted and dominate the conversation and argue with everybody.
I think he is unmuted, isn't he?
Let me on.
No. He wants to be unmuted.
No,
he
wants to be free. To be unmuted.
Like, y'all being biased.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Why is Antoinette always a wet blanket?
Hello, hello, am I unmuted? There we go. Yeah,
she's the co-host.
Well, first of all, no, well, hold on. I just want to say something. First of all, when you said a threat on the Internet, first of all, when you have a threat, if someone threatens you, they
right.
have to take action on that threat. If they don't attempt to take action on that threat, it's just talk. And number two, you cannot separate McBride from that document. He wrote that document, wherever he got that from,
document.
You cannot separate him from the document. So, right.
A
so,
document.
If someone says
what
you're not worried about McBride, if McBride wrote
document.
That document, you cannot separate the man
the
from
document.
His writing.
I can do whatever the hell I want to do, all facts.
What document are you talking about?
It's the, you know, I
got D-O-C-K-U-M-E-N-T. Document.
The Jew's been on holiday break. He's behind.
I have never heard such nonsense.
We were talking about the Ron Robinson document of the Americas. There's no such thing that's called the Americas. That's not even a country. The document says Americas. That's not even
North and South America.
Cannot separate McDonald's from that document.
Another document?
All facts. It's the North and South
yeah.
America.
The document or a document?
No, it's like broccoli, broccoli and cauliflower.
Right, but when you say the Americas, there's no terminology called the Americas. It's North America and South America. So what is he talking so about, the United States of America, or is he talking about Canada all the way down from
3 days, two
Brazil.
Nights in New York?
Let me ask
right.
you, what's the status with the country, what's the status with the country Guam?
Maybe Michael can meet me.
Why America still holds that, even though Japan was to own that, it's closer to Japan. What's the situation
like
with that?
Have you,
Can somebody enlighten me?
I don't know. I guess it's just like Puerto Rico, I guess. I guess it's like Puerto Rico.
Another person who has been.
A commonwealth, right?
Who said that? Who's been to Puerto Rico?
Motherfucker just taking over that all.
It's weird. You know why I say that? I mentioned Guam because I remember I heard some history about them fighting Japan or something like that. And but it, to this day, they still own that country.
It was like first come, first serve, like they did with every country they took.
Right.
First come, first serve.
Well, what country in this world right now? Which country in this world right now has not been invaded and got fought
right.
over by war? No country in the world. So, no, everybody's the same, man. This whole world is fucked up from ancient history.
Antarctica.
Everybody, you cannot
is that?
Right,
I was
going to
say that.
Invaded Australia.
Look at you.
I have no idea what he just said.
Nobody's invaded Australia.
That's right. That Australia is the only country that ain't going through.
They took it from the indigenous.
The economy.
They certainly
did.
Somebody explained that to me today.
Australia
they took it from
around.
The indigenous.
Australia
apparently, they didn't allow them to be classified
you know
as humans until
1967.
Okay.
The minimum wage
they
in
need
Australia
McBride.
Because
McBride allows you to be recognized by the Creator, by the Most High. And you get to circumvent all of these mere mortals here on Earth.
Yeah.
And be
but
private.
I'm sorry, McBride, he's a con artist. Everything is a scheme. That whole thing is just not true.
McBride?
It's not
Who's
true.
Who's McBride?
I'm sorry to tell you.
Who is that?
The con artist. You got to
McBride.
You have to, and look, he says on his website he can show you more secret documents. But you got to pay him $20 to download it. This is scam.
No, he won't buy it.
Antoinette, I burped.
Exactly.
Given
that's why you got to decipher facts from theory and people con on you. That's why
I had
time.
Kimchi tonight.
You verify everything. You will not
oh,
be con.
That's
you
a kimchi
burp.
Man, I'll tell you why.
Did you eat with your fingers or with chopsticks?
I ate with chopsticks.
Okay, cool. Did you have it with anything else?
We were making, I was over at my friend's house. We were making sort of sushi with sushi rolls. We were making
oh, okay.
kimchi and
that.
Fish. And
did you use salmon?
Oh, in Philly, I
yes.
know in Philly they eat a lot of frog legs. Y'all big on that? I've seen it.
Frog legs in Philly?
Yeah,
come to South
Philly.
Chinatown.
Downtown Chinatown in Philly? They got. I seen them. I passed by a restaurant and on the glass they had the frogs right there.
You
like,
think
you know, like the way they have lobster.
Eat cat.
I've
we
tried
have
before.
A bad echo.
Yeah, it is a bad echo, Ron.
Yeah, somebody, but it.
Sure.
Yeah,
shock. Yes, y'all.
Yeah, it ain't
nothing.
So, hello.
Hello, Ron.
Somebody probably just
yes,
got
ma'am.
The.
I'm looking. Sorry, I'm looking at the speakers on close to the microphone.
Oh, that's you.
Wow.
Ron runs the corporate.
No, it ain't me.
No,
it's not you.
Is it me?
I don't know. Hold on, I'll find it.
Well, I hear the echo there.
So let me ask you guys a question. Do you think they're going to pass Obamacare October the 1st?
What do you mean pass it? It's
what
already the law.
No, well, a lot of the amendments, right now the unions are against it. The unions that was for it now.
Doesn't make a difference.
It's the
law been passed by the Supreme Court. It's going down.
No, but it has to be funded, though. It has to be funded.
It'll be funded.
It has to be funded. No, the
it'll
Supreme
be funded.
Court said that you can have it, but it has to be funded.
It'll
right,
be funded.
But see, the Republicans are. Right, but I'm saying, okay.
The Republicans would have to shut down the government and the people wouldn't forgive them and they would be more in a fucked up spot. At least that's my opinion.
Oh, okay.
That's my opinion. Are you going to sign up?
I'll be good. Okay. We'll see what's going to happen.
I mean, shit is getting crazy. I mean, everything is just getting kind of crazy. I mean, do we even have anything about running our own businesses? I mean, it seems like if we try to go start a business, the corporation try to come in there and try to get something out of the fucking business that we own.
You are lucky if you could start a business, a small business, and you get corporate attention, because they're probably going to try to find a way to, if that happens, that means you're a threat to them in the marketplace, and they're going to try to buy you out, and you're going to make money, and you can go start a new business.
Yeah, it's kind of like they don't want you to put money back in the community. Like, if you have a business, they'll come and try to buy you out. If you buy you out, they fucking put the wages till fucking $6.50 an hour.
I wouldn't let them stop me from doing anything if I had an idea, and I felt it could work. I would go for it. It's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to do. You go down there with your ID. You can go to any major city or city. I know that you don't even have to go to. You could do it online and file a DBA, doing business as, and you can fill it out and they'll publish it. It'll cost you $80-$90. They'll send you that in the mail after they publish your fictitious business name statement. You can take that statement and go open a bank account. And you can conduct business. You might have to get a business license, but it's not that hard to do. No, everybody does it. All kinds
exactly.
of people.
It's so easy. It only matters.
It's not hard at all to do. And if you get to a point where you're a threat to a corporation, I mean, you know, that's actually a good thing. They're going to find a way
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm ready to bring up a topic. Why is it that Allstate doesn't know Obamacare is already here?
Shut the fuck up, Jew. Shut the fuck up. Listen, I have a friend, right? He had three fucking industries. A big major corporation said, listen,
The only thing that they said, he said, fine.
He said the only thing they wanted was his Rolodex. So they paid him six figures. Took it around his tow truck and gave him his Rolodex, and guess what? He gave six figures, just like that. Bought him out. So they knew he was making a killing because his small business. He started coming into his business. You see what I'm saying? And the same thing you saying, Beasley. Somebody's gonna come and knock you out.
If that happens, that's the luckiest thing in the world.
I'd like to talk about genital warts. How about you, all facts?
You
can't
even
about
grow
genital
your own food no more, man. We got certain states in America that you can't even grow your own damn food no more. You can't even get water out of the sky. They taxing water now from the rain.
I get water out of the faucet even here in jail. I get bottled water poured in the Brita thing.
It's crazy.
I think what he was referring to is there was a guy that owned a car wash, and he had a cistern on top of his property, and he decided to start collecting rainwater, and Bechtel had some kind of contract in that city, and they told him he couldn't do that. Is that what you were talking about, brother?
Yeah. I didn't hear about that, but it was in a place in Oregon that they're doing the same thing. So, okay, that's something new to me. But, yeah, that's what they're doing. You can't grow nothing. You can't have nothing organic or nothing. They'll come and raid your shit like you got fucking drugs. Come and raid everything. Everything is organic. Nothing to do with damn Monsanto or GMOs. None of that shit.
Yeah, but
you're doing
you
shit
do
on
have
your
drugs
own.
In your garden, though?
You said what?
Said you do have drugs in your garden, though?
I mean, I said it's a metaphor. It's like they come into your house like you got drugs. I mean, you go and get a few food. They bust in your ass like you got you growing
away.
Drugs.
There's a greenhouse here on the grounds that some guys work in, and they grow cannabis. I told you, it's a capitalistic system. You slip the guards a couple of bucks, and you get what you could do just about whatever you want. Within
food
reason.
Is different than fucking drugs, man. We're talking about food. You'll get your ass locked up for growing food.
They grow food right here.
They grow food. I don't think it's enough to feed all the people here, but they grow tomatoes, and I'm not really into that.
You
know,
gotta understand
different.
What I'm saying. Man, I got people in the hood growing tomatoes in that backyard, cucumbers and shit. I know
Mr.
people in the hood growing tomatoes and cucumbers.
Ma'am, yes.
Cucumbers.
Out here in prison... Uh-huh. They're SWAT teaming people for growing vegetables in their house because they're spying on people and they're buying a whole lot of grow lights, so they suspect them of drugs, and they just come and bust their door down, and they find out they're only growing vegetables.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Florida, but that this happened.
Oh, man, Florida's ass backwards. Florida's a bad place.
No, I don't think it happened to the – I don't think the family was in Florida. I'm in Florida, but the people weren't in Florida.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something that happened in Florida. I mean, Florida's bad news. If you get good representation –
No, Florida's corrupt.
You could beat a case in Florida. Florida's like Mississippi.
Well, I haven't been here that long, but I've been told by people that have been here a long time that it's very corrupt. You seen the Constitution Zone map? The ACLU No Constitution Zone map? The whole state of Florida is in it, the No Constitution Zone. It covers 100 square miles from the ocean inland all the way around North America, but the whole state of Florida is in the no constitution zone. Now, I don't know what that rightly means now, but there's a map if you Google it on Google Images.
I guess they're trying to warn you that you're going to get that your constitutional rights don't mean too much in Florida.
Well, we don't have constitutional rights, Mr. Beasy. People don't have constitutional rights. Those rules were written to contain the government within the three branches of government, which they ignore, as we know. We don't have constitutional rights. We have an alien right.
So when my sons wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to look at them and say, you have no constitutional rights. That's why
you know what?
When your sons wake up tomorrow morning,
your family, man. Are you telling your granddaughter, your grandson?
Why don't you let somebody say something once in a while besides you have to talk all the time and won't let nobody else respond to you? I'm telling you, there are judges in court now that if you
6 hours, ma'am, I've only talked about 15 minutes total.
And please, just be courteous. I won't talk long, I promise. There are courtrooms right now where if you go in the courtroom and you start calling about your constitutional rights, the judge is going to tell you if you say that in my courtroom one more time, I'm going to have you arrested for contempt of court. And I'm going to tell you why he says that. Because the 11th Amendment stripped the lower courts of their ability to hear cases in law, equity, and controversy, and the judge can be hung if he lets that come in his court. You don't have no constitutional rights. You never did have none. That was a contract made by other people before you were even alive. Now, how do you have some constitutional rights, and you weren't even born when they made the contract?
Okay,
it doesn't apply to us. You say whatever you want to say. That's what I have to say. Anybody else?
Persecuted? No. I'm saying. You said we don't have rights. How do you live your life on a daily basis? Do you live your life in fear
of the
place?
Is, you know what your problem is? Let me tell you something.
No,
first of all, your problem
question.
Is. First, it, no, I'm gonna tell you what your problem is. Your problem
you're
is
attacking me now, man. Remember, you said earlier I like attack you. Remember,
context.
You're attacking
I'm
me
not
now.
Speaking
you're
in
a hypocrite.
I'm speaking about
question.
The damn law, and the law is not. Law is not personal.
By the law today, that
law
is not
personal.
You, now,
you
man.
Always in personal context. Ron, please mute me out before I have a stroke.
You want him to mute me.
No, I said mute me. I didn't tell him to mute you. I said mute me.
She's
because you know he's going to mute me. When you say that, you know he's going to take your side. So that's why you said it. I'll be quiet, man.
What are you talking about? See, you always want to make everything personal. It's not personal. You claim you have all the facts, but you don't ever want to talk about all the facts. You just want to make it personal all the time.
Dear Jesus. Please give all facts to laryngitis. Thank you, Jesus.
I just asked you a question. You said you have no rights.
Oh, no.
I'm saying, how do you live your life on a daily basis?
Constitutional rights. I didn't say you didn't have any rights. I said we have inalienable rights. You don't have constitutional rights. Go in the courtroom and tell the judge you got some. You'll have the bail for your in jail.
Law.
I believe it's pronounced inalienable.
Well, some people pronounce it inalienable. Some people pronounce it unalienable. You know, whatever suits you,
well,
works you both. And with me.
I knew what you meant.
As the great George Carlin said, you don't have rights anyway. You got privileges. And when you need them, they'll take them away. Here's
no, we have rights, but you have to. We don't have constitutional rights.
Oh, God.
Now, you can die standing up for your rights. You can die standing up for your rights, but we have rights, but you have to fight for them. And you can die.
What is the difference between rights and privileges? I'm listening.
Oh, no, here we go.
I know the difference between rights and privileges, but...
I'm sorry, did he really ask that question?
Okay.
Man, that wasn't a personal attack. That was just a general question for Evan. What is the difference between rights and privileges? I'm listening.
Dear Jesus, please give
a privilege
the diarrhea.
Been given to you by someone else.
Well, what is right is like driving...
You by someone else, right?
May I please say something to Ron?
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Ron, do you still, is Blunt on mute? He said he's muted again. Could you please unmute him?
He's not muted.
Antoinette is like the Lily Tomlin of BTR.
Pardon me,
There we go.
You are the
Lily
Tomlin
of
BTR.
I'm sorry, man.
I was saying the reason why the judges and the jurisdiction does that, we're under the jurisdiction, they do that because we're under the Strawman's law. We got to remove ourselves from that. We got to claim indigenous status. We got to claim people of the land right now.
And you can't control the air you breathe. You can't control the water you drink.
And our names in capital letters put us under that.
What you need to do is denaturalize.
We use the Constitution.
I'm just saying you can file all the documents you want to in the courthouse, but you've got
to
be able
to deport
that.
No, listen, if you remove yourself from the bond contract with the government they have with your name in capital letters on your birth certificate and the Social Security card.
Is this all facts talking?
If you go under the straw man's law, when you remove yourself from that and you become... And you use your indigenous status,
man.
You use
I'm sorry, Michael Hood. I didn't know who was talking. I'm sorry. I know about
like
the straw man,
your,
brother. Yes,
do,
I understand all that.
We stopped using our nationality. This is the reason why they did the trick of calling ourselves white, black.
I understand, but see, here's the problem. Let me give you an example.
We are under the straw man's law.
Mr. Hood, let me give you an example. If you can't do Congress to death, now let's look at the Native Americans, okay? They're sovereign. They have their land, which is still being encroached upon. However, basically, they have their land. But they got three families living in trailers with no doors and windows because they can't do commerce. Now, me, I look at it like this. Some people are strict, pure. They want to go sovereignty. They want to be free. If they got land, they can grow their own food and don't have to be bothered. I think I'm all for it. But, you know, everybody can't do that. So, to me, I feel like you still have to maintain yourself in life. So, you know, it sounds good. It's ideal. You don't control anything. You don't control any land. You don't have law. You don't have your own, you know, you can't control your water. So what do you do about that? It's enforcement. Antoinette's trying to talk. I'm sorry, I didn't hear her.
Here she comes again.
Thank you, sister.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, who's ever talking? Ron is background again.
All right.
Thank you.
Ligonia, do you live in a convent?
Who?
Did somebody call me?
Yeah, do you live in a convent?
Okay. Do I live in a condo?
A convent.
A convent?
Yeah.
No. Why would you ask me something like that?
Why does Antoinette keep calling you sister?
Oh, that's, you know, why do you, you know, it's a, you know, it's
a
it's an extended family type thing, you know.
Is your sound gone?
I just want to ask a question.
Yeah.
You have to denounce yourself as a United States citizen if you have all these concerns. It's just that easy.
You need to denaturalize.
If you denounce yourself as a United States citizen, you won't have to worry about the courts enough. It's just that easy. But
okay.
I'm just saying,
so
I know we have problems, but if we're not going to try to change the problem and change these politicians that we control and we put in office, there's no reason to talk about it. Because we
don't control the politicians and you don't put them in the office. Diabol black box voting box puts them in the office.
So you're saying the holding working system is rigged, right?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me the floor for a minute.
You don't
hang
vote
on.
Politicians
let me run this past.
Get him, Ron.
Hold on. Let me run this past you real quick. You know, everybody gets voted in. Listen, everybody gets voted in, everybody bitches about it. Nothing changes. It only changes for them. Don't change for you. It happens. Doesn't matter who the fuck you vote for. It's still the same bullshit every time.
Right.
Now, anybody want to argue that?
So
there's no way
you can
win.
If you would vote for so you mean to tell
that's
me
that's why
I
you should have voted
for
the rent is too damn high, man.
No, I'm gonna ask you. So you saying if Perry Steele would have won his election, he would have been just like him? I say no. You saying if I would run for office, I'm going to be like him? I say no, I'm not.
They put you in a back little closet somewhere, office, and then the next election they make sure you got plucked out.
Can I say something, Ron?
You kicked out. Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't matter who you vote for. It matters who counts the votes.
You know something?
Okay,
you know what really matters?
Right.
You know what really matters?
Okay, the people in the
what really matters is what you have
are
going on between your two ears and how you're going to do something for yourself in your life. You have more control over your life. All of these things are disablers. I'm not saying
exactly.
They're not true, but you have to make the best. You always have to make the best of your situation with what is. Constantly lamenting and thinking about these things can disable you to not even try
to do some things.
Right.
I agree with Brown.
And it's your
you
attitude. If you have a good attitude, you're going to have good results. If you have a bad attitude, you're going to have bad results. I had a good attitude about doing the wrong thing, and now I'm suffering from the bad results. But
and
that's a totally different story.
Right.
That's a totally different story. You have more control. You have sovereignty over your mind until they start shooting those brainwaves from the satellites that Wesley talks about.
Then you open your mind.
It's over. I'm sorry.
How can you open your mind up, though? Tell them how you do it so people will understand that how
you know what? Why don't you start by saying some positive affirmations? Think well of yourself.
Beasley, the secret, right? The secret. That's the answer.
You know what? Earl Nightingale came with the secret way before the secret, and if you haven't tried it and applied it, it's not a secret. Earl Nightingale called it. Look at Earl Nightingale.
I love Earl Nightingale.
He called it the world's
greatest
secret.
Oh, man, come on, Beasley.
What we become is what
we think
about.
You know what? If y'all will carry this message in the hood and tell this government, the universe is like a gene. What you think of is what you create. If you're thinking negative all the time in your damn life, what do you think is going to come into your life?
Negativity.
Right. According to them,
you
can even open up a business in America.
We need to go to Iraq and tell those kids to think positive and everything will work out.
No, man, it ain't like that. Man, now you're being ignorant. You're saying some dumb shit now. You're saying stupid shit.
Yes.
You don't say no shit like that, man. Just tell them, like, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
No, it don't work like that.
Like the great Dave Chappelle said, man, just tell those starving kids in Africa to think about food.
Listen, think positive,
think about food. That'll fix the problem.
It's so fucking easy. You got to look over there in the Middle East.
Hold on, Ron.
Should I open up a business?
Should I open up a business in America now? According to y'all, if I'm listening to this, should I open up a business?
Just hire a customer service person and leave the customers alone. All facts, you'll be fine.
Is it what type of business you want to
I got you.
I'm just joking with you, man.
You got to understand what's going over there in the Middle East, man.
I'm attacking Middle Eastern for no reason. Did you hear what I just said? You think over there, you think it's insurgents? There's no insurgents over there in the Middle East. That's the lie that they gave y'all. Because you would do the same thing if motherfuckers came to your damn country and infiltrated your shit and started bombing you and killing your kids and everything. You would do the same damn shit
that they said the U.S. soldiers were doing the same shit. But in America, we got too many guns.
We got regular citizens over there.
We got ordinary
people.
People
getting bombed every day by our country. We're getting bombed.
Exactly. That was my point. Positive thinking is not going to bring America. That's all I was saying.
America's bombing these countries, man, where civilians are dying every day because of us.
Okay, we're doing this shit.
We over there killing motherfuckers and they don't even know it. And they take it like it's joy. It's happy.
Hold on.
Whatever. I killed 20 people. Oh, fuck it. I'm going back to the damn ship. Get me something to eat. Get laid and I'm good. Shit, fuck it. I ain't thinking about them 20 people. Wake up tomorrow and kill 20 more. I killed 400 people in my damn term over there, my two tours over there in Iraq. So it don't make no damn difference.
Why did Russia invade Afghanistan, a Muslim country? Before we invaded Afghanistan, Russia had war with them. Why did they do it?
Because it was an act. That was a long time ago.
I forgot all that.
That was 1979,
but I know that it hit the news with breaking news, and it looked like it was going to be World War III or something. But I'm not sure why they did it. They were in Russia's sphere of influence.
They rebelled.
They wanted to control, just like any other country. They wanted to control. They're evil, just like any other fucking country was going to take natural resources. They're no different. That's all I wanted to say. That's all.
Yeah, but Mike, there's levels to this. You can't say every country because some countries don't have the body count that empires have. So if you compare U.S., Russia, and all these other big countries who've been imperialistic, you can't compare them to these small countries who've only had wars against neighboring countries. Who got the most body count in the world? Hold on.
I got a question.
U.S. probably has to have the most body count. I don't know. They said Stalin killed 20 million people.
So Stalin killed 20 million people. How many did American kill?
Man, I know they got 100,000 at one time over there in Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Exactly.
Two separate drops.
And that ain't even mentioning the fire raid. So we're way beyond
that.
And then if you want to bring up Cortez. Hell, how many fucking Aztecs did they kill? We don't even know. So
as many as he
could. Those numbers are huge everywhere.
Exactly.
As many as he could. He had guns. They didn't have guns.
This when the Europeans was doing the African slave trade, Muslims was actually trading Europeans. That's a fact. All of them did in the slave trade.
So how much has American killed, man?
How many people in the world has American killed? Hold on a second. Remember, I don't know if any of you were on that show I was on last Sunday, and I'm trying to tell them about PayPal and how I felt that PayPal and the guy that headed the sold it to eBay, that he's all involved with the New World Order shit, and that NSA, and there's been reports that the NSA, you know, is connected into all their servers. He, you know, was going on and on and on. Comes out, he's Vietnamese. The United States, there were 3.4 million Vietnamese that died in Vietnam from 1955 to 19, whenever the U.S. left in 1975, 1976. 3.4 million, and he's defending the honor of the United States. How many people did Pol Pot kill?
Who knows?
He killed a million and change. I know Idi Amin took care of some people, too. He wasn't exactly
of
any descent.
Four or five million people died in the civil wars in Congo.
Let me ask you one other question.
The thing is, most of these countries you're naming, you can only name one event where you're like, okay, there's a certain dictator that did such and such. But in imperialist countries, you can name multiple events where they killed
multi-millions or hundreds of thousands of people. So
bad is bad. It doesn't matter who's doing it. And the imperial country probably killed
matter.
No, in the ages before they counted, you're right. In the ages before you counted, they decimated entire populations. You know, so who knows? Did they count how many Native Americans were killed here in America or in North America?
Ooh.
Gosh.
No.
Who knows?
Who was the head army? America, right? America was the first army in the first World War II.
No, we joined both. History says Germany started this by going into Poland, then France and England got involved. The United States didn't get involved until after they were bombed at Pearl Harbor, December 41. Germany and England, by that time, Germany had almost got England to surrender by bombing them to death. And had already taken over France.
Exactly.
France went down in June of 1940. When you talk about World War II,
the Russians are the ones who did the majority of the fighting. They're the ones who really stood up and fought the Germans, as you might as well say. They took the full brunt of it.
Man, the Germans, for the Russians. You're right. The Germans were deep in their country and got bogged down by that winter. And the Russians came back and drove them all the way back.
So what happened to the Nazis? Because they was trying to take over Russia. They was trying to take over Russia. So, of course, a million bodies is going to go on. Of course, 20 million people died in Russia. 20 million.
They're saying Stalin alone, even after the war, that he purged 20 million of his own people. He was a paranoid dude. He killed a lot of people, man.
He killed a lot of motherfuckers over there.
Right.
A lot of them, man. Yeah.
So your life is precious. Do you know how many people die every single day on Earth?
But if you think about how many people die in the world, but you look in America, America looks so fucking safe and so innocent. Like, we don't have no damn blemishes. We don't have no damn secrets or nothing.
Yeah, but that's the job, though. Every empire had good propaganda. You think the Romans were telling people they were brutalizing people? No, they told them they were bringing democracy and culture to other people. That's what empires always say. What they say at the end,
what happened to the empires at the end? They fall. So what's going on with this country right now?
Sooner or later, this country is falling.
This country is falling right now.
Man, this thing ain't falling, man. We got at least another 150 years of running this thing. We're the number one military power that carries a lot of weight.
Hell no, we got about 10 years left. I mean, I ain't trying to be a person that's predicting anything. This is my theory. I predict 10 years. I'm going to say 10.
It ain't no 10 years. Look how long it took the British to cede control to us. It takes a long time for an empire to fall. So much shit is going on now, man.
They need them final banks, man. They need the final banks so they can have a world economic system. They need to get them three last banks. Who them three last banks is? I know the first two is damn North Korea and damn Iran.
They don't have any banks in North Korea. North Korea is kind of
broke. They don't have a centralized bank. They need a global currency. They need to get rid of all the currency around the whole entire world.
It won't be this type of currency.
You're assuming that all of that has to happen for any of their goals to be set. It's not realistic, man. I mean, you look at the world the way these central banks are the essential point of the world. And the people who run the world probably just don't think like that, man. They got their territory, they got their banks, and they make things happen.
They want a new global system because they want you to get the mark of the beast. They want you to get that mark, man. That's what it's coming down to. The money system will fall down to who you are, and they're going to identify you. You're going to have an identified chip, man. They're going to identify the fuck at you. I mean, you know what? I got fucking RFID chips on all my light posts in where I live at. I got 26,000 of them filled up with RFID chips. It's on the light post. So when you drive down the street, your beacon goes off and your damn chip that's in your damn hand on the side of your forehead.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about this surveillance state that you're talking about. You talking about the same surveillance state that let Edward Snowden get out of the country? If they're so good, if they're so all-seeing, it's not like that. They do what they can, but they're not perfect.
No, because they put it right in your fucking face. You just don't see it. That's the problem. It's right there in your fucking face. Everything you look at every day is in your damn face. They're showing you the symbols. Break it down.
Finally. Let me ask you a question.
It could be that.
I wanted to say one thing.
It could be that, but what if you're wrong?
What
if you're wrong?
Hello.
What if you're wrong? No, I'm not wrong.
I just
wanted
to
say
this. Too much
evidence, man. What if you're wrong, hood? What if you're wrong? Because you got all this information. You got all this information available to you from the internet and books. So you're saying the people who run the world allow this information
to
leak out for you to read.
Yeah, they leak out. Yeah, they put it right in your
country is contradictive. One minute they tell you not to kill, but that they train soldiers to go kill for other causes. But they also tell you to say, for God's name, for the Lord, or for whatever. But when is it not like that? That's the way it's always been.
Right, you got all this information. If somebody is this cabal of people who run the world, why the hell would they let regular people get access to that information?
Right,
that's what I'm asking
right.
you.
Well,
why is that information available if that's the plan? Why the hell would you have this
blueprint? Back. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why he's letting this information go out. Because you know why? Because their plan has already succeeded. They don't give a fuck no more what you know. We're going to put the information out there for you. What you going to do about
it? You know what?
Is this James Bond where the villain gives James Bond a chance to get away at the end?
I mean, the whole world is fucked
okay,
up in the head, man. You better understand what's about to happen.
That's the movie stuff you're talking about, man. That's that James
no damn
Bond.
You put the shit in movies, man. Why would they tell you?
Hold on a second. They don't give a fuck no more. They don't care.
They don't care what you think no more. That's why we're putting it out there. I'm going to give you all the fucking information. What are you going to do about it? You ain't going to do a goddamn thing about it.
I don't think you're giving good information. I think you're giving bad information from paranoid websites and blogs. That's what I'm going to give. I don't think you're giving good information.
Listen, but I'm saying this. First of all, what people here in America got to realize is this. Every motherfucking empire fell, bro. And I guarantee you that when the empire was falling, they were saying the empire is falling, and a lot of people wasn't believing it, and it fell. Every fucking empire falls, and this empire is falling. You know what I'm saying? Every time they create a bubble in the economy, it's fucking shit up even more. They're creating more bubbles in the economy, and it's going to fuck shit up. And you know what? Shit is already fucked up. Put it that way. Who knows if the next fucking bullshit that happens when the back drops in Wall Street, if they could bring that shit back up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's not falling. I'm saying 150 years. You guys are saying 10 years.
What makes you think 10 years? You're talking about 150 years, man. Do you know what's going on in this country? Do you know what's going on? Do you know military power? Every fucking empire fell. America started wrong, and right now shit is fucked up. It started wrong, and it's ending up wrong. All right? That's what I'm saying to you is
military power, you can extend that life a little longer than you normally could.
No, as we threatened and beat up people, you use the military power for what? You know there's going to be a fucking plan, man. Do you know it's already in plan? Do you know they already have plan? They have plan.
No, but you don't know what I don't know.
Some real shit, man. Shut the fuck up sometimes. God damn.
Nah, man.
That's what I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you some real shit. Do you already know they got plans for to break down the chain command in the military ranks? The military ranks are going to fall off. There won't be no generals no more because it's going to be a fucking false flag in the military ranks. Listen to what I'm saying. There will be a false flag into the military ranks where everybody would just go their separate ways. That's what I'm telling you, man. This is a real shit.
That's
this is what they're doing.
Okay, I got it.
You know what?
Again.
The next thing is a cyber war, man. Honestly, that's where they're going to hit you where it hurts, is in financial.
It's going to be a nuclear war, man. There's going to be 7 nuclear bombs go off in America. Listen to what I say.
Oh, man.
There will be 7 nuclear bombs now. Listen to what I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you some bullshit. There will be 7 of them. Listen, 7. 7 nuclear bombs will go off in America.
Silo 5.
The first one will be in Charleston, South Carolina. That will be the first nuclear weapon that goes off, man. I'm telling you where now. They're
so you not only
know
strikes, you know location.
You don't want to fucking stay and listen what I'm telling
you,
man.
You not only know strikes,
it will be
you know
the
location.
First nuclear weapon. Do you know what Charleston has? Charleston has a naval base down there. That will be the first nuclear weapon that goes off. There will be another 9/11. That's going to be it. They're going to bomb that, and they're going to blame it on Syria or Iran. They're going to blame it on them two countries, man. That's what I'm telling you.
They
knew,
their nukes do not have the capabilities of coming over here to no charge.
Man, ain't no capabilities. It's your own fucking country doing it. It's your own
country.
It's not nobody else doing it. Damn, wake the fuck up, man. Can you please wake the fuck up? I'm going to wake up my neighbors, man. I'm going to wake up my neighbors. They're going to call the police on me. I don't want the police to come around. They're going to come around. I'm going to put this on air, too.
No, don't get them out.
Put
them
on air right now.
Yeah. No, don't get the police on them, man.
This is what they're going to do, man. Charleston and some up in New York and down D.C. will be nuked, man. There's going to be some outside of, because you got to look at it. Charleston Harbor in Charleston, South Carolina is one of the biggest harbors on the East Coast. There's only 2 or 3 of them. Major harbors on the East Coast, and they're going to nuke them.
Yo, your people believe that
they
the
gonna
Twin
blow
Towers
it.
Actually...
No.
They're
going to blow the Hoover Dam. If you look at your $50 bill,
right? Your people believe that shit. Your people believe that. That was
you
ain't got to believe from another
this
country,
is
right?
Gonna happen,
people believe that shit, right?
My question is this, though. Hold up. Can I get a date? And when it does, if it doesn't happen, can I get a retraction from you saying, you know what, I'm sorry for upsetting y'all, telling y'all this news I thought was true. Will you do that? And you give us a date when this will happen, and if it don't happen, give an apology. Can you do that?
Not when it's going to happen.
I'm not giving you a date. If it doesn't happen, will you apologize? I'm not giving you a date. There's no damn date. What the fuck am I giving you a date? There is no damn date, man. That's a dumb ass question. Of course, because it ain't going to happen. We resolve resolution.
We argue. We got a lot of like-minded, intelligent people here. That's why there's a lot of arguments. We know a lot of information, but how do we resolve a problem? How can we... You know, let's find a resolution.
Well, we got to start with races first. Races in America need to come together. All races, man, because the government is going to take over all races no matter what. So if we sitting around here fighting and fucking over races and this and that and that, and the government is coming in here and taking our rights away and making all these laws, then when something happens in America with another 9/11 and they call in martial law, that means all things are suspended. That means Obama is the fucking president for how long, how many years until he bring in back then the regular law, because when martial law kicks in, Obama is the dictator.
And once again, if that doesn't happen, will you apologize for it afterwards? When somebody else is sworn in as the president, will you apologize?
It's when. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when. It's when it's going to happen. It's not if. There's no else with this, because the evidence is already out there. Is when it's going to happen. You better be ready.
Everything
is happening. This is a real shit that's going to happen in America, man. People start to realize, man, this is some deep shit, man. You get killed over, man. If you talk too fucking much, you will get killed. I'm telling you, man. I've seen a lot of people get killed, man. This is some shit you don't plan.
Hey, man. All I gotta say is what Michael Hastings was doing can get you killed. What you're doing right now, they don't care about. They're not worried about this. This is paranoid gravy. That's all it is. Just Hastings made them nervous. That's why they killed him. You don't make them nervous with this talk you're making right now. They put out just as much bad information as they do good.
So if you pick up on that bad information and go down that rabbit hole, then you're going to be talking the same nonsense, man. It don't make the truth.
Get loaded up and get ready, man. Put 5 clips in because it's coming right now.
Yo, but let me ask you a question. Listen. Let me ask you this question. Now, I'm not talking about what homeboy's talking about. I'm talking about the true shit that's going on in America with the economy, bro. You know, they keep creating a bubble, and shit keep getting more and more fucked up. We depending on the military. You know, yeah, we got the most powerful military, right? But that's what they're telling us, bro. All right, China got a motherfucking power military too, and guess what? They got power too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but,
so like
but
said,
hold on. Let me correct you there.
The thing is that all military powers have been taken over.
Just let me correct you there right now.
Hold on, bro.
Just five at a time so I can listen to you guys. Just 5 at a time.
We have a discussion here. So what I'm
no, but when it goes more than 5 at a time, it gets hard to understand.
Once again, remember, you see, the problem here in America is this, that they keep fucking spending money, and it's putting us more and more in debt. You see? Now, when the shit hits the fan, once again, you know, you have to be prepared to live another life in this motherfucker. I'm not saying that shit is going to end. You know, I'm just saying prepare to live a different life. It's not going to be the same shit, man, when shit
yeah, lower standard of living, lower standard of living, I can get with that. I completely agree on that part. But that
you know
China part
that's
you
what I'm talking about. That
you can go,
on that
you can, hold on one second. You can read all of the Chinese, you can read all the information from China right now.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck about money.
Go ahead, man.
They're trillionaires, man. They fucking trillionaires. You're talking about shit that's irrelevant. What you need to talk about is how you're going to bring your country back to making an economic standstill. Because we're not the major economic country no more. We fell off. We don't have that fucking, we're at AAA now. We're down to double A or some shit now. We don't have that AAA credit no more. We got to bring that thing.
Those are things you should not be worried about at all. Don't say you should worry about the commodity.
For us to do our damn deeds, man.
But going back to what the brother brought up, if you read what they say in China about Russia, the main thing is they feel like the Soviet Union outspent themselves trying to stay with the United States in military power. So therefore,
that's what happened. Not to spend
the same money militarily. So China is not nowhere near on the level that we are.
Let me ask y'all a question. All of y'all, do you think that it's possible that America has done?
That?
I don't know what's that, but listen.
They're here.
Can y'all hear me?
He's beating the hell out of his phone.
Got a fucking rocket on?
Listen, could it be like the way...
Well, hey, y'all, check this out.
In Moscow, Russia.
Check this out, y'all.
In Moscow, Russia, where people was paying like $10 for a loaf of bread.
You talking about if inflation goes crazy? Yeah, that could happen here. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're definitely
going to
see some hyperinflation.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, it could happen.
We're getting short on time. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming tonight. It's been a great 2 shows. But I'm going to end this show with my recital. The Professor Ron Reck on the drums and a few other friends. And this is a cover song that we've done. And I'd like to share it with you for this evening. Since you're talking about fighting and war and hell and damnation, I'm going to play this song for you guys. I want to thank each and every one for coming. Hook us up tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night. We'd be Monday night. We're back because we burnt up Sunday. But I'm going to play this little song for you guys. You're going to love it.
Peace to everybody.
Night. Good night, everyone. Thank
good
you.
Health. Good health for everybody.
Peace.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams.
World War III. World War Z.
Somebody put some money on my books. I'll pay you back.
They accept canned goods. I just take your soul, man. You want me to put your soul on my book? I hear green beans.
I'm good. I'm just teasing.
It's a commodity inside.
Tell me about it.
Green beans in the can.
This is done on a Yamaha custom drum kit.
Okay, but it's just high end.
That is some real rock and roll, my friend.
You know what you should do? Load it up on your show as an MP3. You heard? Ron Rex. Load it up as an MP3 on your show for the next one. So people can hear it better. It sounds bad. Like that movie from that cartoon that was mocking the